Real Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Susie, Claire Schwab, and Evan Pearson. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drugged up tonight.
Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole tonight.
I'm making fun of you.
That was that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they got driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Hello, this is Rick and Roro, episode 57, on the 29th of November, 2025. And I'm here to introduce the show, because the other one fell over and got hurt. So I'm here to replace him as a continuity advisor. Is that what the word is? Anyway, here's to the hosts, Rick and Rillo. Hang on, Rolo. Here we go. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much. Obviously, they're scraping the barrel at the studios to have the show announced, back announced. At the moment, he sounds like he's probably the cleaner, I would say. They're usually a bit retarded. Anyway, this is the Rick and Roller Show, episode number 57. Can you believe it? And can you believe I just got home after, anyway, I'll talk about this. This is an incredible day of work. It's 3 days of nonstop working. And I just walked in the door off the freeway, cleaned up a little bit, and on the air straight away. Rollo, are you in the room?
Hey, Rick.
How are you, bud? Oh, you're better. It's a bit better.
Oh, hold on. Oh, my mic might be a bit fuzzy. Yeah. Fuzzy wuzzy. Yeah.
It's a bit dicky.
Yeah. How's life treating you, bud?
I've just done 3 days and probably 40. Mm-hmm. How many hours? 20, 12, 15, 30. Over 40 something hours in 3 days. Up ladders on a building, big building site, a beautiful area, Cremorne in North Sydney. Mm. What a beautiful suburb!
I used to live there.
Really,
Cremorne. Now, I lived at Artarmon. I lived at Crow's Nest.
Have you got a bird swooping at you at the moment?
Oh, there's a few birds. I refilled the. The other day, a magpie was chasing a bird and it slammed. I don't know if I've told the story before.
No.
And it hit the shed right in, where you were sleeping.
Do you have to remind me of my quarters, the commoners' quarters?
Your quarters. No, they're not commoners. What is you?
Yes, they were. Joel had a beautiful double or queen bed, freshly made sheets, and I had to sleep on an old blow up mattress in the fucking garage. Now don't.
Oh,
I won't
come
let you
on.
This. Sorry.
Come on. That was a penthouse suite with all your with all the. Mm. You know, all those lovely girls,
an AI perfect world. Yes, it was fantastic, but there were no women anywhere near us apart from Rosie. Oh no, Christy was there. Sorry,
that's right. That was a great night. Yeah. Oh, I look forward to getting to do the what's it called? The Bilderberger. We'll Bilderberger down at Goulburn. With him.
Goulburn.
I shit you not.
Rollo, Goulburn.
I spoke to him for four hours.
Yeah, but Rollo, he doesn't live. Goulburn's down. Rollo, I don't know what those Elmogaloos are getting to you. Goulburn is in the southern part of New South Wales. Jolo is in the northern part of, he's over in, no, west, out of west, way out west, over the Blue Mountains.
That's right.
Anyway,
he's a legend. Yeah, I. But you know,
you rescued a bird.
Yeah, You shouldn't get in the way of nature, should you? Because the magpie.
I don't know about that. I always.
Well, when it comes to wild nature, I'm saying, and it just slammed into the side of your penthouse. And it knocked itself out, and I thought I didn't want to see the magpie eat its guts out in front of me.
So did you went and you saved it?
No, I threw a sock at it.
You threw a sock at it?
Well, it's the only thing that I had close to me.
Oh, you threw a sock at the magpie?
Yeah, the magpie. So it didn't hurt the other bird, and I didn't even know what it was. It was some kingfisher or something.
Oh yeah, make sure you got to save them, little blue like a butcher bird. I mean,
it wasn't one of those minor birds. If it was a minor bird, I might have killed it. South
it
African,
it, yeah. Yeah, let Indian minor.
Yeah, Indian yeah. minor.
Too many
so
of them.
I,
too many,
too
of,
many
of them.
They're a bunch of bullies. Yeah,
they invade the, you know, very similar to another group of people. They completely take over, and you know, tackle the little and remove the native little cute native birds, the cute native birds. Yeah, Indian miners are horrible. I have shot them. They're the only animal I'm quite proud to say that I've exterminated a number of back in the day.
Oh, right, you had a shotgun.
No, I wish it was an air rifle, but I wish it was a shotgun.
Oh, an air rifle. But you're a good shot with an air rifle back in the day.
Rollo, I'm telling you, I was the greatest shot ever. I shot the head of a cicada up a tree that I only guessed where it was.
Wow.
And I shot it, and I heard it silenced, and it fell down with its head missing. Fluke? Well, I told my brother always goes on that he did it, but it was me. Oh, yeah. No, I'm a great shot with the arrow. My God.
I was pretty good when you were allowed to own weapons, I had a 22 Magnum, and I lined this rabbit up. And do you think, and I didn't go for a headshot. I went for a gut shot.
Body shot, yeah.
A body shot, yeah, to get it. Yeah. And I missed it. My mate Alan, right? Back in the day, it was always headshots.
Alan.
And then we had to do the and you had to rip the and he I'd have to rip the skin off the rabbits. The ones that didn't have myxomatosis.
What a cruel, nasty thing is that is. Now on about diseases and you can't catch a cold and myxomatosis was that evil. The only person that would have come up with that would be some sick British biological lab. Be Porton Downs, guaranteed. Remember the movie Watership
this
Down?
This country Watership was Down. overrun with rabbits.
Yeah, I know, but sending them blind, couldn't you think?
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Those ones we didn't eat. The other ones we put in the pot.
Yeah, rabbits.
But I had to rip the skin off, and you could see the skin underneath, and it was like, it was doing, I don't know, it's like, you know, when you get, when it's cold and you, and you
I've
get
never, I've never skinned pimple. A rabbit. Never skinned a rabbit.
Skinned. Yeah, chopped its head off. And we skinned it. And,
is this
for
the Boy Scouts? Is this a Boy Scout?
No, this is a friend of mine's farm. A friend of mine's farm, this is what I got taught to do. This is,
so actually you'd be a better at survival than I am, because I've never actually skinned a rabbit.
Yeah. And then I'll tell you, in the pot, it tastes delicious. Rabbit stew.
I had rabbit stew. Irish love the Irish. I met some Irish friends and they had a rabbit stew and it was absolutely delicious. But mind you, anything you put in the stew tastes good. You put a, bush turkey in a stew probably tastes good. Can I just remark about bush turkeys? Because you used to
put a cockatoo in the stew. Remember the old joke? It's like, you know, when the axe, you put the cockatoo in the stew, and when the axe head actually, what do you call it?
You can eat it. Going back to shooting rabbits, I was that good at shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I was out with a 22 Magnum, and I was with my uncle in T.I. Mutu, that's in that song by, that song? Sons of T.I. Mutu had a truly sacred ring. That Crowded House song. That's where the Split Ends came from, T.I. Mutu. And okay. I had this.
I love that band.
Great band. Yeah. I had in my a 22 Remington Nylon 66, 15 shot down the back. You fed 15 Magnum rounds down the back of the stock, semi-auto, right, with scopes. And I was with my uncle, and he said, "We'll go and shoot some rabbits." You know, we're just roaming around, and two rabbits popped up their heads up. This is in New Zealand, where they are a problem, but to me, I never thought they were that much of a problem. And anyway, I put them in the scope, and I could have put a hole between both their eyes. And I thought, and I was looking at their little eyes looking at me, and I went, "I can't kill them." I was 11 or 12 years of age, and what I did is I shot to the left and in the middle of them. And it made it look like I just missed, but I deliberately missed.
Really?
And they scared away.
Is that what you said to your mates? Just to say you missed?
I did, because as soon as I put it in
the scope, I've never shot with a scope. Not unless it was a computer game. Never shot with a scope. But
lots of shooting.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun. You know, with what was that movie back in 1973 with Edward Fox, and he was trying to Charles de Gaulle with the
Day of the Jackal.
Day of the Jackal, that's right. He's lining him up. And he's got he doesn't have just a normal bullet. He has one of those explosive dum-dum. Where there is like no chance of escape.
Well, all you have to do to make a bullet dum dum is they drill the top of the end out. Yeah, and so when it hits, it just splat and blows. It just blows anything to put. It blows the head to pieces like a watermelon.
And when it goes, so if it goes, if you get a gut shot or something, and out the back is just.
It doesn't even go out the back. It blows your internal organs to pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. It,
hollow point.
That's right. The hollow point. That's the hollow point. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's talk about, more fun stuff.
I don't know how we got into shooting and killing rabbits.
I remember I was listening back to the Lawsy call. I'm sorry to bring up Now, you can say Julie Andrews at any time.
No. We've only just begun.
That song is copyright, so we won't be able to play that tonight. I remember that. It was on, what was that? One of my favorite cartoons, Family Guy. We can't play it. No, we have to play Black Betty Bam-a-Lam. Oh, Black Betty Bam-a-Lam, because we can afford that one, but they couldn't afford the Carpenters.
We've only just begun.
No,
that would have been Paul Williams. I bet you that was that little Paul Williams. Who is still, can you believe that little tiny drunk coke freak is still alive? Who wrote all those amazing songs?
A lot of people live to a good old age.
He is still going. There's something about little people, and just by coincidence, funny, we should bring my word association. Last night, I was driving down Parramatta Road at 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Short People came on, dun, 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 dun.
Short People
every time I hear it now and I listen to the lyrics properly, I cannot believe he released that song because it's such a nasty song about little people. And Paul, I'm telling you now, I bet you he wrote it about Paul Williams because Paul Williams is about 5 foot, shorter than Angus Young. And he wrote.
Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. That song is a real nasty, is a real dig at little people. And Paul Williams was his rival as a singer songwriter. And I guarantee you there's a there. It just popped into my head here, total exclusive. Randy Newman wrote Short People about Paul Williams. Paul Williams wrote some amazing songs.
My favorite Randy Newman song was You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yeah, that's
A Friend in Me. But I think he's still with us, isn't he?
Yeah, I bet he probably is. Can I just tell you, by coincidence, I followed behind. There's a lot of carnies on the road at the moment, the carnival heading up north.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I followed behind this giant kind of, it was that Sleeping Beauty teacup, but it had Woody from Toy Story. It had him on the back of it. So I was driving behind Woody for about an hour this afternoon. Yeah. Well, that song, You Got a Friend. That's a good movie. That is a good movie. The Toy Story is without any doubt.
Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
Good movie.
Really
good movie.
Quentin Tarantino said he said it was the perfect trilogy.
Yeah, I was talking about him. Isn't it weird? All these links today. I've been on this big building site. I mean, the house is nearly finished, but typically there's only two guys working hard on a Saturday, and they're both Kiwis. I'm telling you, the greatest hard workers ever. And we were talking about Tarantino movies today, and because he was obsessed. Oh. When his phone rings, he's five. He's about, he's your age, actually. He's your age, Scott. Grant. 56. Grant.
56.
Yeah. He's 56. Yeah. And when his phone rings, it's that, what's that whistling song from Kira Beer? there's a whistling song from Kill Bill.
You whistle way better than me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, every time his phone rings, and I said, you fucking cunt. I said, that's stuck in my head permanently now. And we ended up talking about, he said that he was working in England and he went to see, he's a Tarantino fanatic. Yeah. And he went and watched, he was working, wiring up a cinema, and he got to watch Kill Bill 4 or 5 times. Yeah. And he said
I'll do my whistle in a sec. I remember I watched a movie or something, and I think it was Family Guy again, where it goes, "We built this city," and they played two bars of it. And now it's stuck in your head too. Now it's stuck in your head too. With your whistle there is, yeah. This, not a bad whistle. I don't know the song, but I can do this.
Because what the conversation was, and he totally agreed with me, and he also laughed when I told him, because this is my original theory, that Tarantino ripped off all of those Chinese and Japanese movies for Kill Bill, which he did, and then gave it the title that the Japanese or Chinese can't say properly because they can't pronounce L's, Kill Bill. Kill Bill. He thought it was hilarious. And I said, well, I came up with that. It was a totally original joke. But it's not a joke. Kill Bill. They can't say Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Yeah. Kill Bill. And
this is not a racist. We're not doing racism here.
But it's true.
We love everyone.
I love Asian women. I'll tell you right now. I think they're the most beautiful.
You say stole. Stole is what's the word? It's
borrowed.
You know, where some bands get their
influence.
Influence. That's
no,
the right
no,
word.
No, no, no,
no, no. No, you're right. You're no, saying no, stole.
And it's true. This is a true fact. If you want to have a great conversation about movies, find someone that used to, or currently, has to be used to now, works in a video shop. Because I never met a boring person that worked in a video shop. Yeah. That all were obsessed with movies. Yeah.
I
should have worked in one.
Oh, it was the best time of my life. You know, if you want to, they say your childhood at school and that.
Fuck
was
school.
The best time feel like. It wasn't working in a bank either, where I got my first job, Westpac. No, it was working in the video store. The video store was so much fun.
Getting paid to watch movies and talk about films.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
You were almost paid to do that job.
You would now because,
there's no such thing as a video shop.
Everyone has to work their ass off to do live streaming on YouTube or whatever, you know, and hope you get views to get the, to get money.
Yeah, and grovel.
Whereas we don't have to do that. No. We can speak our mind and as long as you know we don't get too outrageous, and I don't think we ever have. I could think of that song.
The conversation was that, and I told him that I don't know the name of the song, but all I know is that Tarantino, what he does is he pinches other people's soundtracks. Tarantino is the cuckoo of film producing.
He's
a cuckoo.
Julie Andrews. Andrews me back. No, it doesn't work that way. Apparently his fetish.
Feet.
This is what I read. Yeah, feet. He used to love. You remember that?
Look, I'm not into it, but one of my ex-girlfriends told me that she had so many guys that used to go on about her feet, and I went, I had a look at them, and they were like normal feet to me. And she said, oh, no, no. Yeah. So that's a thing. Her feet reminded me of the feet that land on the Monty Python. Terry Gilliam used the foot of...
Who wants to have anything to do with that foot? Oh my God!
That's a famous foot. But that's what she
it is a famous foot.
Because she had even so she reckons because her each one of her toes was perfectly aligned or whatever. And I was like, looks like a nice foot, and I've seen some terrible feet. I'll just tell you that.
Women should have dainty feet. I think that's why. I guess why the Chinese used to bind them up and. Make them stay tiny all the time. Would that be something to do with? What a horrible thing that was. Foot binding. Chinese foot binding.
Do you want to go into horrible subjects? There was 100. It's 140, 128. So that's 11. Went up in flames in Hong Kong today.
No. Let's slow down here. That started 3 days ago. And I said, yes. 7 buildings, 31 stories, no fire extinguishers, I said, this is a controlled, they needed to get rid of those buildings. They got a whole lot of people to stand there. And I watched the witnesses, pretend. If that was really someone's real child or a relative in a building, they wouldn't be just sitting there going, oh no. You'd be running over there, bashing anyone that stopped you to try and get in there and rescue someone. But seven buildings all went up. Now, I don't need to say the name of the guy, like Rumpelstiltskin, who goes on about sevens, but I think he's 100% correct on this one as well. Number 7 buildings going up in flames. And when they reached, first it was 44, then it was 55, then it was 83. Now what was it again? It adds up to 11 again.
128, which is 11.
Okay, adds up to 11, yeah. How did I know that? I didn't even think of that when you said it. But, so they needed to get rid of those buildings, so they're going to build another 7 bigger ones. But it's also that fire thing. There'll be, we're at Thanksgiving. So, and I'm telling you, America, whether they like it or not, are the head of the most evil country on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Their military has done the most damage since Britain murdered the most amount of people back in the day. And it was Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, this is a fact. The more I've read about them and what they got up to in World War II, after World War II, they don't talk about it, though. It's on the history books, starving all those Germans to death. And, terrible country. And they did it to Vietnam. And they did it to wherever they stick their fucking military, they fuck people's countries up, particularly Iraq. Iraq's the latest,
At the moment, it's quite peaceful. We live in a peaceful kind of world. No, in America and their military.
The biggest bunch of wankers on the planet, that military. And having dealt with a few of them, they are guaranteed. Undertrained, underqualified, useless in the fucking theater of war.
What is it? Overpaid, oversexed, and over here.
That's what they were called. That's how they were described in World War II. That's how they were described in World War II.
That's true. Yeah. But the only ones I've met have all been polite.
The big bullies, great if they've got, 50 blokes behind them to back them up. they're great at opening, I don't really want to talk about the more.
All right.
It's good to talk about. Get it out because. You've got to look at. You've got to unlearn history.
Let's talk about the black little black ants.
I like black ants.
Get on my spoon because I'm going to go for a refill shortly.
Okay. Well, I'll
go and grab a another Mogaloo. a Mogaloo's take way too long.
Anyway, and you thought Joel was coming in to produce?
He's going to be here. Yeah, he's going to be here. We're going to be the Venga Boys tonight. Boom, boom, boom.
Anyway, it's been a great conversation so far. I think we've upset enough people. I mean, I don't come on air to win friends and influence people. That's for sure.
Have you ever done that?
What's that?
Have you ever been hung up on?
Have I been hung up by some ex-girlfriends? Yes. Lots of time.
But no, I'm talking about on radio.
Particularly one in particular would just slam the phone down and I was like, hang on, I haven't even said anything yet and you fucking hung up on me. At least give me a chance. I can tell you, I can really make you hang up on me
if you want to be hung up on, yeah. It's rare.
I've got a big shout out to Susie. Thank you for going through. She has gone through and done a whole lot of really good stuff finding old,
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
And why can't I remember his name all of a sudden? Because did he change his name? No.
That's right.
No, a great mate from the Fakeologist show that used to be on it, used to come on, he was on a number of your conversations back in the day.
Oh, man.
Jerry's.
Jerry's, was it?
That's his real name, I think. I can't remember.
What was his stage name?
Well, he was a fucking moderator for years. But anyway.
Here we go. Oh. Someone's joined us. Hello. Unmute if you want to. Come and join the fun.
I'm not here. Okay, hello. But I just...
You are here.
Hello.
You guys... You can't hear the bumpers every 20 minutes.
No, we can't. You know what I mean? Okay. Oh, really? So something's wrong there.
Yeah. I sent a message to Jolo 20 minutes ago, but he's not listening apparently or whatever. Just letting you know. Keep an eye on him.
He'll be here. Oh, that probably won't matter because the Vela box is in the room and we'll just have to talk over our bumpers. If you can just, how do we know? So it's every 20 minutes. So if we,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we're being recorded, though. Hang on. Yeah, I'm being recorded.
I can hear you.
No, that's cool. That's cool, Susie. We'll be here. Let's do the check. You're right.
Is my voice clipping?
Your voice is fine.
Everyone's talking, but the Vela box is in the room, so it's being recorded. But obviously, if we can't hear the bumpers, there's something wrong.
Yeah, it could be.
Just letting you know, I'm not here.
Thank you, Susie. Susie, can you remember who I'm talking about? His name's gone out of my mind. The first guy on your amazing record. So I listened to your stuff that you sent me on Thursday. Very good.
Oh, cool. Jerry Benoit.
Yeah, Jerry.
He's a lovely guy. I'm just gonna leave the room for a second. I'm gonna ring
Joel. No, yeah, ring Joel.
I can ring Joel while we're on the
Just leave the room.
He's probably freaking out.
No, he won't be. Unprofessional though. Something's gone wrong with the Vela box. Thanks, Susie, for saying that. But yeah, no, and thank you for doing that. It was really interesting to hear me, Ab, Ben, Wah, and Rollo, et cetera, talking about something that was going to become extremely important, the COVID thing. This is February 2020.
Did you listen to the March one yet?
I'm getting through it. No, maybe I did. Maybe I look honestly. I've done two. I did 15 hours yesterday, 15 hours the day before, and I got up at 6 this morning and I worked till 3 and drove here, and I've been working nonstop. So my brain's kind of scrambled. But no, I haven't actually listened to it. I probably haven't.
Well, that's all right. I mean, I'm going to make a whole shit ton of them.
Yeah, that's really good. Really appreciate that, Susie.
You know,
really appreciate that. That's really appreciative, and Ab will really appreciate it too because he likes hard. This is his forte. Is anyone that goes back and does a bit of hard work, he's over the moon, with it. So fantastic. What are you doing anyway? It's four in the morning. Is it 2 in the morning? 3 in the morning?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Is my voice clipping?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. I had the sensitivity on the thing.
Yeah. So now with that, next time you get a chance, call Joel, and he did it for Dave the other day, live on it while we were talking. And he turned Dave's voice back into this, that ferocious fucking voice that he's got, because it wasn't the same that he removed the sensitivity. He told him how to do it using the microphone that he had, and it changes your whole dynamic. Boy, I don't know. I've done it accidentally, or apparently the bellow box corrects me anyway. But me and Rollo always turn out to boom away. But yeah, he'll fix it up. No, but you sound good. You sound good.
Okay, because you know what happened is a bunch of people were telling me that my light is always on, and I don't sit around and look at lights on the phone when I'm talking.
No, neither do I.
But who cares if my light is on? So I thought, well, if it bothers people, maybe I'll turn the sensitivity down, because I always have fans on.
Yeah, they turn sensitivity. So no, it's definitely going on and off as I speak to you now.
Turn me into Clippy McClipperson.
Clippy McClipperson, yeah. Clippy McClipperson. Rollo, are you back in the room? Did you ring?
I'm in the house filling up my.
I thought you were in the toilet.
Filling up my toilet. No. I'm doing an Amogaloo. I'm making a Amogaloo.
I think you guys might
not. Rodo, it's all right. This is Klaus Schwab from Severely Economic Forum. Have you been iced? Hey, that yet? I don't know if I saw it. Rodo.
No, I'm not a useless.
Rodo, do you know that to get the maximum amount of vegan adrenochrome from your carrots, you must make sure they know they're going to die the next day. So are you doing this to the carrots? Are you telling them, tomorrow I'm going to grind you, grind, G-R-I-N-T, you into little pulp?
Well, slowly. Klaus, I've got to be honest with you. I don't talk to my carrots.
Rolo, you need to tell them who is the boss and who is going to die the next day, and that's them. To make sure that they suffer, so you get the most vegan adrenochrome.
All right. What's in your hand, Klaus? I know what's in my hand.
Of vegan adrenochrome that I slowly tortured their beetroots.
I thought as rich as you are at the WEF, you would have a bottle of brandy bottled in 1482.
Oh, no. I shall get my wife to pour me one of those afterwards, but yeah. No, I just got a small glass of vegan adrenochrome where I tortured the beetroots and the carrots, made sure they know they're going to die.
How's the piranha pit going?
Rolo, it is fantastic. I've had the pool man come around to test it, and I pushed him in, and they ate him. So everything's working perfectly.
That's awesome. That's a good answer. I'm sorry about it. Shouldn't laugh at that, but that's,
you know, that's this a funny is the problem. Answer.
I didn't think.
Can I just tell you the problem in Switzerland where I live? LIFF is there's very few pool men left because I've killed most of them. There's only, they have to bring them over from China at the moment. And the piranhas not too happy with the Chinese ones because they're not fed enough. Yeah, but anyway.
We've got to thin out the numbers, haven't we, Klaus?
Well, and say useless eaters are everywhere.
And I'm one of them.
No, Rolo, you have led me to come on to tell my stories and to be and you know, Rolo, I'm releasing an album of Christmas carols this year. Have I told you about that? Ave in a mancha, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Arlo is dry as drinking vodka in bed, etc. I'm practicing them at the moment, but it'll be really soon.
Would you, so you wouldn't drop me in the piranha pit?
Rolo, no. No, of course not, because as long as you let me on your show.
Rick's
coming back from the toilet. I have to go.
You just missed Klaus.
No, I, no, I didn't miss him.
Yeah,
he's in the room. He's just
him
standing,
every time.
He's just now he's scuttling off down the back now. I just picked my phone back up. You know, so you couldn't contact Jolo? That's no good. That's no good.
I left a message and just said we're on.
And there's no bumpers.
Yeah, so the Velobox 2.0, because he's done a lot of upgrades this week.
The bumper's going to start. I'm like, the bumper. Yeah, it's 3:30 here, so.
You tell us when it comes on and we'll shut up.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not going to make any difference because we're not getting recorded over the bumpers anyway. I'll just have to sing them myself.
No, but it's important. It's important that the bumpers come in because we definitely
I hope we know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I mean, do you remember? Hey, Rick. Sorry, Susie.
I'm sorry. Because I'm here, I couldn't hear it either. Do you know what I'm saying? The bumper already happened. It's over now.
Oh.
But I was here. So you couldn't hear
us when the bumper was on.
That's right.
Right. Okay, there's something. Well, then I think it should kind of rectify itself then.
can you guys hear
possibly?
Me?
Okay. Right, so you guys
should we all leave and then come back?
Yeah, we could try. Do that.
Should we do that?
I'm going to go. Yeah. I'll go anyway.
We'll all leave and then come back.
In the Paws of County.
No. Roto.
Yeah.
I'm open the really gnome form here.
Can you guys hear me?
Thank you. Roto, I just sneaked back in because I was going to see this fridge.
Yeah.
But anyway, don't say anything. Don't tell him.
My secret's safe with me. Your secret's safe with me.
Yeah, because this get Telly said to delete anything that I say that's bad anyway. Just make sure that Telly said no. It's not to say that my book. I don't want him to hear to say something. I talking about the
you know what people that, like, Telly said doesn't delete anything.
Are you sure, Roro?
Only John Laws deletes things from podcasts.
Oh.
When I said blow smoke. Do you know John Laws, like the most famous broadcaster in Australia?
No, I've heard about him. Yeah, I've heard about him.
Yeah. Well, he is very famous, and he deleted. And I wanted to do a special broadcast with all the extra audios that I did with him. Now you got to listen closely, Klaus.
Can you guys hear me now?
You might not know him.
Yes, we can.
Oh, hey.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I just looking. It looks like for some reason the version of Discord that runs on the Velo box, the one that's automatically always in the room, it went back on push to talk. No, it was in. So the bump, you've been streaming and recording fine, and the bumpers go over the top of you as normal. It's just that you weren't hearing them because it went on push to talk. So I fixed it. It should.
Right.
By the way, Susie, the bumpers aren't on the half hour. They're on the 20 and 40. So there was no bumper. You're all talking about a bumper then, and it didn't happen. There's no bumper on the half hour. It's on the 20-minute marks.
I said 20 minutes.
When you're coming up, it's six minutes away from 40. So just check. Just if you can hear me, it should be fine. But just check you hear the bumpers next time. Mm. And check the pips are there too.
All right.
Well, you know, to be honest, because I saw the Velo box in the room, I just didn't even think about it. Because normally I always wait for the peeps. And if I'm talking by myself and I think, if I can't hear the peeps, it's not being recorded. So I assume if I saw Velo box 2 in there, everything was okay. But thanks to Susie. She freaked.
She freaked us out. Now it's the Venga boys. Yeah. We're the Venga boys tonight.
Rollo's
Rick and Rollo and Jolo.
when Rollo called, it woke me up. So I'm not in best form at the moment. I went a little hard last night. So,
I'm sorry. You're a bit hungover.
No, but I tuned in and then I realized, yeah, you guys aren't, you're not realizing the bumpers. You weren't really, but I know it's, if you see it in there, that's Thank good. You should always check it's in there. But then, yeah, if you go 20 minutes and you're not hearing something, that's another suspicious sign. Like, I mean, it has, has been really reliable since I've had a proper server hardware. It has been much better. The past 6 months, it's been very reliable, but it still has random glitches sometimes, you know, so it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go back on mute.
You're going to do what you're
I'm just going to go have a beer and I'll keep listening and then I'll come back in a little bit.
Thank you.
Right, mate.
Thank you, Joel.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome to know. See? That's awesome to know that.
Our only fans, we've only got one.
Our super duper producer from the Medusa.
Yeah, no, with the Medusa, Jolo.
With the Medusa. Hey,
now, Rollo, you'd be interested in this conversation I was listening to. I love 2GB. Have got so many of the old people back again. They have Mike Jeffries is doing overnights, and he was again Clive Robertson's best mate. He's been around since the 60s and 70s. He's got the best voice. Fantastic. Anyway, I listen to Graham Ross, The Gardening Show, which I actually like listening to because there's lots of good information, and particularly about the fact that the bees, there are no bees, to be or not to be. There's no bees in New South Wales. They've killed them all. So, and they blame the mite, but it's not the mite. It's the councils going around and exterminating the bee. Right. Colonies, saying that, oh, you got the mite in there, so we better kill them. And so there's going to be a massive issue next year. The gardens of Australia or New South Wales are not going to germinate properly because there's no bees to pollinate. But anyway, Graham Ross ended up talking about King Charles Cavaliers this morning, and it was very funny.
Really?
Because he said that apparently, he goes, look, I don't like to say too much. He goes, they're fairly, to be, what was the word he used? I don't even use the word stupid.
Well, you certainly wouldn't use, not stupid. You wouldn't use a guard dog.
No, but he reckons that they're extraordinarily, they're not the smartest dog. Let's just say they're not the smartest dog.
They're too friendly.
So apparently Graham Ross bought one about 20 years ago. It got run over. They got the worst rights ever. Then he got another one. It got run over. And then, what's his name? What? You know the famous vet? What's the famous vet's name? Harry.
Graham Ross. King Charles Cavalier.
Got run over.
Run over.
Because he lived near a busy road. So, anyway, Harry, you know, what's his name? Harry, that was the famous Channel 9, the vet, famous TV vet, Harry. He's Australian TV, a major star of Australian TV. He was the vet, Dr. Harry, the vet. Anyway, he told him, he said, you can't have one, you need two. And if you've got two, they'll amuse each other and they won't go running off and going on the road. And he did that and they were fine. But he said they're probably apparently one of the most stupid dogs next to the, what's that other stupid dog? Red setters are really stupid as well. Afghans.
If I let mine out, I'm always aware. It doesn't matter how drunk. No, it doesn't matter how drunk I am.
Yeah,
and I get pretty drunk. And I don't live on a busy road.
You don't. I'll tell you a story. You were lucky, Rollo. You were lucky that you lived on that road.
Graham Ross might have been unlucky for living on a busy road. Look, I'll tell you a story. The other day, I was talking to Chrissy on the phone, and Rosie was under the house. I knew where she was. I knew she couldn't be anywhere else. Anyway, a car, a truck, or a van like yours rolled into the street, and she shoots.
Hang on, shush.
There we go. There we go. Rick and Rollo.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
All right, yeah. Rock and roller. 57, Saturday, 29th of November, 2025. My King Charles Spaniel rocked up the driveway when there was, just before we went to under the bumper, went and ran onto the road, and I stopped the guy, but I live in such a nice street. Everyone's so kind to me.
Yes.
It's like, you're lucky. It's like, lucky. Remember that show Neighbours? Neighbours, you know, the Barry, who sung that song?
Barry,
you know the song though. Everyone is good neighbours.
Go on.
Yeah. And,
Cavaliers are apparently renowned to be extraordinarily dopey dogs. And I believe Rosie's just she sits there and gives you these big eyes or whatever, but you don't expect her to come out and start doing crosswords with you. That won't be happening. Will not be happening. No.
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 They're a lap dog.
Yeah.
And they come from King Charles of Scotland. And there's plenty of photos. There's plenty of pictures. Yeah.
Did they cut King Charles's head off and burn him at the stake or something?
I think that was. I don't know, but I don't know why you would bring such a.
No, the King Charles Cavalier is extraordinarily dopey. And I'm telling you, Rollo, I would never even want to own one of those things because they're just too, you know, like look up at you. I want a dog that's going to protect me and kill an intruder. That's my kind of dog. Rosie would walk up and try to lick me to death, and it wouldn't work.
That's right. She's not a licky dog because I taught her from a young age not to lick. But she, because of the hot weather during the week.
Oh, how hot it's been.
She sleeps in the smallest room. So if I want to take a shit, you know, I have to get my legs this way to get on the throne.
She's in the toilet when you're doing a poo.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
I'm not kidding.
I don't know if I'd be that keen. You don't get stage fright with Rosie, but you do when you go into a urinal.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time. I can't. It doesn't matter how full my bladder is. I could not piss with two blokes standing next to me, you know, on either side. Story.
I'll say it again. You know, public school in England, which means the exclusive private school.
Okay.
I don't know why England does this. But all the guys from Monty Python used to go on about how John Cleese, even though he's the most, like, he can't even handle hearing the word poo said. He's like, he gets squeamish about it. But when he goes to the toilet, he leaves the door wide open because the school he went to, you weren't allowed to shut the door when you went to the toilet. And everyone used to get remarked that, you know, he'd be sitting in BBC, wherever they're recording stuff. Yeah, that's the whole British system is just fucking weird, man.
I remember when I was a kid, I'm talking about really young, I remember the worst thing I ever did was I shit my pants. But I had underpants on, but I fully shit my pants. It was like the most embarrassing thing.
I don't
have a problem being in a cubicle. If people want to look under, I'll kick him. I'll kick him in the face.
Or
if there's no toilet paper, I'll ask the guy in the cubicle next to me. Hey,
that was a funny episode of Seinfeld too, wasn't it? You can actually always bring up any conversation with an episode of Seinfeld, and that episode with Elaine asking to borrow a square of toilet paper, and that woman said, I haven't got a square to spare.
Simpsons, Seinfeld, and South Park. The South Park episodes, the ones that they will not put on Paramount Plus,
you've got to go and get DVDs.
Get DVDs. I agree. Yep. Because the ones that were really good was the Mel Gibson ones, or the ones where they were talking about the Muslim Muhammad. The Muhammad ones. Not a chance. They won't put them.
Say, look, honestly, fuck Paramount Plus. I'm telling you, you've just got to get.
Oh, there's some good,
so you
there's
go,
some
to, good go to op shops. You go to op shops and you look for box sets, and you can do this really easily. Go to St. Vincent de Paul, the second-hand shops, and go to the video sections. And there's so much good stuff. You can get a box set of South Park for $10 or something like that. With the whole season.
I bet you can.
I do that. But I used to buy the kids' box sets of The Simpsons. I've got so many Simpsons episodes.
I saw that movie that you posted with John Laws.
Yes, the hippie.
John Laws was the hippie. John Laws.
It was him.
What was that movie called?
It was called The Nickel Song. Yeah, it was a 1970. Right. 1970 film from Australia back in the good old wild days of Australian film. And John Laws played a dope-smoking hippie cruising into town with his long hair and smoking on joints and fantastic stuff. I bet you he doesn't. You notice he never used to bring that film up in his radio shows? Never.
I don't blame him. That was good, It was like 1971 or something, wasn't it?
71, The Nickel.
Where he wanted to be a famous movie star. There are a lot of people with a voice. And it was definitely his voice.
My pussy's trying to – is a little bit close to the background. Oh,
you want to talk about pussies. Belisette, are you still there?
No, he will be. He's listening, but he's doing stuff.
He's got the two of the cutest little cats. I'm not a cat.
I love his cats. One of them carry their little toys around with them and drop them very cute.
But they're not only toys. They catch rats and present them to him.
I want Joel's cats here because my pussy is absolutely fucking useless at the moment. She's down the back, like just looking at. She wants to cross the road, and there's logging trucks. And hey, Rollo, did you hear about the? Anyway, back to reality. Did you hear about the shark attack? So it's four people so far where I live have been removed off this planet by sharks.
Really,
bull sharks as usual. That's why you cannot swim. I've got this beautiful river across the road where I live.
If Jolo was there, he'd be playing.
Two Swiss imbeciles were swimming at Kylie's Beach.
Thank you, Ray Hadley.
Kylie's Beach, which is about 20, so it's about a 25-minute drive from my front door. 30 minutes.
Wow.
Drive, my front door. And they were at 6:30 in the morning.
We shouldn't be laughing. So
listen to this. Because at the moment we've got so much tourism. Every second car on the fucking roads is a rental van, like a camper van or a grey nomad or whatever. And these two Swiss tourists went to Kylie's, which is, it's Diamond Head, which is a beautiful, beautiful area, beautiful beach. And I said, all my kids and my ex and everything were did surf life patrol. Sharks are a fucking problem over here. But, you know, you can't. Maybe I can't say this. There's certain shows you won't be able to say this on.
Nah.
Now, anyway.
Go for it.
Which is why we're on truthmeets.com.
That's right. Damn right.
Anyway, this fucking... I shouldn't be mean because one died and the other one didn't, but he's got half his legs removed and he's in John Hunter Hospital at the moment near you.
Yeah.
So they saw a pod of dolphins at 6:30 in the morning swimming around. They went, let's go swim over to the pod of dolphins so we can film ourselves in a pod of dolphins. Now, if you see a pod of dolphins swimming in circles, it usually means is they're ganging up on a shark to trying to get the shark away from their feeding ground because they don't like sharks. And they will attack sharks and scare the shark off. These two swam over and apparently... Well, she's not here anymore, and he's got one of his legs is missing. Oh. And apparently it happened, so they've shut all the beaches. It's 30 fucking 5 so degrees temperature here.
They pulled him on shore and tourniquet his leg.
Yeah, yeah, there was a guy there that...
knew what to do. Yeah.
Took his shirt off, the usual.
Yeah, you got to take your shirt off, and then wrap a
stump.
Put a stump, stick around it.
Yeah, so
and tie it quick. Yeah,
yeah. So it's a big story here because it's our beaches are shut down now because they call it a man eater now, but it was a 3-meter bull shark. Now I cannot go the beach. I've got a river across the road from me. No one goes into that river. It's just a known bull sharks come up and feed up where I live. When you eat fish and chips in this country, it's mainly shark. And the guys that catch the sharks use inlets.
Is that fresh water in your,
it's salt water? No, so what they do, this is what happens. The grey nurse sharks can handle fresh water, so they can come up quite a long way, right up to where I live. They drop their babies off so the babies can get bigger, swim around. But the bull sharks, when it's heavily, there's been a lot of rain, and there has been, they can handle a lot further up inlets. And so they're actually 3 miles from the surf beach where I am.
Wow.
And I've spoken to so many people. You've been to the club across the road from my place. You know, remember the club we went to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a big balcony there. You can look down. And more than one person told me they've looked down and looked and seen giant fins swimming past. And I'm like, fucking hell. Like, there's no, you can see.
You have a problem. Thank you. Thank you, Peter Bensley, for writing that novel.
No. It's all thanks to Stephen Spielberg.
Yeah, but he made the movie of it, but Peter Bensley wrote the novel.
I know, but he made the movie psychologically so scary that I listened to that show, Scarred for Life.
That was John Williams' music.
And they use the heart rate. I reckon that they use as much psychological stuff as they did in The Exorcist and Jaws, because that music and just the feeling of floating in the water and you can't see below you.
Now, that was 1973.
Yeah.
With Linda Blair and
William
Peter Blatty. That's right.
Yeah. He was a psychological warfare.
Remember, this is not fakeologists. This is what do we call it? The Rick and Rollo nostalgia. Rick and Rollo
nostalgia. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've talked about this, The Exorcist, how it traumatized so many people. And
I watched that at a very young age, and.
You watched it on video. I'm talking about kids that went to see it.
It'd be crazy to be Linda Blair because she was like, how old 13, was she? Like 9, 13, 13 when she did that. And she's there saying, stick that fucking crucifix on your cunt and fucking
and trying to push
and,
a mother's
oh,
that's this plane fucking out there. 1974, 73, 74.
Yeah, unbelievable. We, how are you going to be on set? Okay, so we're going to rope you up to this bed, and the bed's gonna and the bed's gonna go up and down and whatnot.
And you're gonna be plunging a crucifix into your nether regions.
Exactly. It's like you and saying the worst things that you could possibly say.
Yeah, I'm not even going to repeat it. And I've already talked about this on the Be Told shows many times. And the Exorcist was the still to this day.
Is she still with us, Linda Blair?
She love talking about cocaine, and Linda Blair was a big fan of cocaine, and she hung out with Lynyrd Skynyrd. She was a groupie of the highest magnitude because of the coke. You know, she was a big coke freak.
Yeah,
and she was notoriously hanging out
quite at a few very young actresses. I heard. The Marsha Brady girl, she's still with us. She got into cocaine. You're very young, yeah. And the young girl from Firestarter, what was it? Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore got into.
She was in club. What was it? Last episode we did that Joel called it that episode. The Club 54.
The 54, yeah, I know.
Which is number nine.
But young actors, young Poltergeist guys, one, I think she was.
That's even worse, the story about that.
I will. She was anally raped and her.
Had some kind of bowel infection and died from it.
Yeah.
And if you've ever read, there's a guy that it's called something after, it's a lawyer that writes this all anonymous kind of, he has this podcast, a YouTube or a, I think, it, you know, he's like, what's his name? That guy that just puts out, what's his name? Miles Mathis. He's like a gossip Miles Mathis, ex-lawyer guy. He's always puts out some really amazing stuff. And he put, it's called something After Dark or I don't know what it's called. We've got an amazing site. He taught the story about how it was a group of producers that, they paid the parents.
There was a thing in America, there was a thing called the, what was it called? sort of, you know when Ricky Gervais went up on stage and said, "You've got no idea what real people are like," you know, and he had a go, you know, the Golden Globes when Ricky Gervais was just sticking it to them all.
Humiliation. He did that. He roasted them all, and they sat there and they took it because that is a ritual.
To cleanse them,
it allows them to get away with what they've been doing as long as someone humiliates them in public. And they call it a celebrity roast, you know, but it's actually something else, some other ritual. There's a there, 100%.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The whole Harvey Weinstein and whatnot and, you know, he's probably living out his time in a
really low security.
It should be in, you know, federal pound me in the ass prison.
He won't be, though. I guarantee you now.
I don't think so.
It's like that. Remember that insurance company over here, and there, that guy got allegedly jailed and went to Lithgow Prison, which is near Jollo. And he got out after 5 years He was a big insurance fraud thing that went on over here for that big company. He destroyed two big Australian iconic insurance companies. And he allegedly went to jail for 5 years. And when he got out, I was looking at him going, "You haven't been to jail." He's all tanned, looking fantastic.
So was it Robert Holmes the court or Alan Bond? Alan Bond.
No, the same. You're talking about the same group of people, though. But no. Actually, those two are not part of the same group of people. We're talking about what was it called? It was the big insurance company. You're listening to
Rig and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yep.
Hello. You're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 57. Let me have a look at the calendar. It is the 29th of 11, 2025. Thank you. Back to our host, Rick and Rollo.
Hey, it's Saturday night.
We'll have that guy come on and host their shows, but never mind. Rick and Rollo, we'll put up with it. We'll put up with it.
Hey, it's Saturday night.
Speaking of hate, you remember growing up in Australia in the 70s and 80s.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's Saturday. Everyone.
This is what I consider. I could be, Ernie Carroll doing the Oz for
it.
Yep.
No. No, you're more Dicky Knee.
Hey, Mr. Summers.
I used to love Hey. In the morning, because we remember it in the morning.
It was called the Super Saturday Sliding Sponge Show or something. Then they called it
Hey, right. It was for kids. And then they moved it to...
It was so popular that they moved it to Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah. But they recorded it during the day. So when they were doing outside stuff, you could see it was daytime. Because there's great no way that red.
What a great show. What a great show.
I used to record it. I used to go out when I was, on amyl nitrate and doing, snorting cocaine or whatever was going around in the late 80s.
Speed.
but I'd come home and I'd watch it.
Yep. It was a cultural iconic show.
Listen, Rick, I'd never watch it live. You know why? Too many fucking adverts.
Yes.
Too many ads in it.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't stand the ads.
You mean like YouTube at the moment.
Crazy.
Hey, Rollo. You don't watch Stranger Things, but I actually contacted Ab yesterday. I went on the Discord on Fakeologist. There's a whole lot of people I've got. I do not know. There's so many people on there. I do not know who they are anymore. I feel a bit of an outsider all of a sudden, but because I'm
you're getting old.
Me and you are on what we considered gold class with Fakeologist. Gold class, no problem. But I said to him, is your family, your girls watching? Because all I know is that all three of my kids, the common denominator at the moment is that Stranger Things has just dropped four new episodes. And they're binge watching it. That's 8 hours. I think they're 2-hour episodes each one. Now, this is a big show. We'll talk about Stranger Things. No, I've never watched it, ever.
Me neither.
And you haven't either. Yeah. But guess what? You know what it did for Kate Bush? It turned Kate Bush into
running up that hill.
Yep.
I'm running up that
Metallica all of a sudden got re-energized, and now they just sold 200,000 people went to Metallica in Sydney or whatever, because that show re-energized Metallica into the millennials.
I was a huge Metallica fan.
I like Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets, fantastic. And Kill 'Em All, Kill 'Em All. Actually, Kill 'Em All better, a better one.
Ride the Lightning. My favorite song was Fade to Black.
Yeah.
And Master of Puppets, 1986, would have been
Leper Messiah.
No.
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, fuck. It was, it started off so well. Where's our producer? He could play some of these, clips.
He's pissed or hungover or whatever or both. There was a train got derailed up at not Lithgow, but, the Bathurst train, lost its, wheels, I do believe yesterday. Joel would love this conversation. I heard it on 2GB. 2GB, where I get my information from.
As long as it wasn't Ginninnan, their bogies.
No, two of them come off the wheel, the Bathurst train. There was about 130 people on the train, but none got hurt. But apparently the back wheels fell off, which is no surprise in Australia.
Do you remember when I brought up the derailment at Granville, you know, which was a disaster with Lawsy, and Lawsy was already pissed off at me at that time. And I go, yeah, it was awful. You can imagine, if it was
how many people died, according to the. We're talking about a major Sydney train station collapsing. No one was faking anything there. There were so many people that witnessed the whole thing. It was, and these things happen. Things go wrong
because it was nothing to do with switching or anything like that on the track.
No.
The
bridge collapsed, didn't it, or something?
Yeah. Well, it was. I think it was. It could have been either the heat. It derailed because of the heat. Could have been speed of the train.
That's why, and Jollo would enjoy this conversation, I can tell you now. They slow down the trains, and I'm going to tell you now, I am an expert at getting on trains because I spent how many fucking years, at least 12 years, on a train for 6 hours up and 6 hours back again to sit the winner is. And so I know trains, and I know how they. So what they do, as soon as the temperature goes over 30, they slow down by a certain fraction because the rail track buckle. They buckle. Yeah. And
so if the rail
buckle. Granville.
There's a thing, you know, when we were talking about airplanes, it's called. It's so redundancy isn't that it where right. things go wrong, you know, and it's got to be there's like a hydraulic goes wrong somewhere, you know, in plane flight.
Yeah.
This is why I don't trust plane flights now. You know why? Because they're all vaccinated. That's right. Yep. Yep. So do I have to fucking fly this plane? I'm not a train pilot, but I think I could land it. But
I would rather Rosie land the plane than you, depending on how much you've had to drink.
Well, I could certainly drive a train. And yes. And the trains go past this place, and everything's fine. But when things go, you know, everything's in alignment to go wrong, and that's what
I've never analysed the Granville train disaster. But all I know, it was like right in the centre of Sydney. The winner is Sydney. The train went over, and there was a large amount of people got. Killed and a lot of people got injured. And I've been on these trains, and I've been things can go wrong with signal boxes, but when you're trained, if the tracks buckle in the heat and you're traveling at a certain speed and it goes over, and you've been on, look, the train's overcrowded, there's too many people on, you know, too many useless eaters on trains. Sorry, that's what Klaus will say. But it's a real.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
But look, things can go wrong on trains. And I spend a lot of time on trains. I'll just say that again.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, look
that's
at
interesting
me.
What you're saying about fucking... Bathurst.
Yeah, did you see that?
All the fun happens on my days off. I didn't know.
That was yesterday, Joel. And apparently no one got hurt, but it was like a major incident.
That's funny. I drove home. I went to Sydney to visit family, and I drove home, and that was about like between 4 p.m., 5 p.m., driving up the Blue Mountains, and I was for a period of time driving along beside it. So that could have been the one that ended up having the issue. It was that Wallerawang.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've had a lot of issues with those. Because it's not a regular electric motor. Like normally your locomotive diesel engine would generate electricity to run an electric traction motor. Those ones are hydraulic drive, you know, like an excavator or, you know, a lawnmower. So
yeah.
They have these issues. They are quite temperamental with the oil temperatures and things, and they often end up like having wheel issues where the
34, 35 degrees.
Yeah, the transmission locks up, and then what they have to do is jack it up and put a small set of pony bogey wheels under it, and then your speed limit on that's like 15 km, so it takes like 3 days to get it back to Sydney.
That's what I was saying about after Granville. They don't muck around with, as soon as the temperature goes up, and having spent, I don't know how many thousand hours on trains over 10 years, but they slow it down.
Yeah, particularly the wallow boards. And no one, it's W-O-L-O that you'll see on the end of platforms. There's like those road signs where they unlock a thing and drop it down and it opens the sign. But yeah, they're called wallow boards, but no one can ever tell me what wallow stands for. I've never met anyone who knows what that abbreviation is.
We're all leaning out. We're all leaning over or whatever. Wheels leaning over. Wheels are leaning over.
You've got to be a mathematician too. It's like for every kilometre under 80, you've got to drop off this much per this, and then every kilometre over 80, it's confusing for them. They end up just driving very slow and not bothering with the math.
That's why I used to get the midnight train though, Joel, because I knew it was 93% accurate. That would be there at a certain time because of the temperatures. But when you get the one, the 9 o'clock one from up my way down Sydney, they'll be going through Dungog. And Dungog, I've been on the track at Dungog where you had to get off because it's 50 degrees on the tracks or something or other. And so you're basically driving it, well, I don't know how many kilometres an hour, but it's extraordinarily slow. But it happened a lot in summer, regularly. So these things do happen. But your your temperatures up at heading towards Bathurst would be fairly high last few days, wouldn't they?
Look, I just did the AI. Wallow boars trains in New South Wales is likely a misspelling of allow boards.
Really?
And it says related to accessibility to handrails on New South Wales trains. No specific term.
That's got nothing to do with
Wallow. Yeah, this is AI. I'm just using AI, mate.
Did you get Rosie to do it for you?
No, I just typed it in then.
Wallow doesn't come up as anything.
I was in Sydney overnight, so the nice coastal air there was fine. I didn't notice it particularly hot up here.
Yesterday was beautiful. Yesterday was a really nice temperature in the afternoon, but Thursday was really hot.
Having said that, a few days earlier when I woke up, the server in the back room was a bit loud, like the fan noise was a bit louder than usual. Maybe it was a bit warmer than I'd
imagine.
It's
fucking hot, man.
I had my fan on full bore. It was so hot.
Have you got a
you've
got air conditioning in your little abode?
I do, but I don't use it at night time because it costs me money.
Oh yeah.
I'm a cheapskate. I have to pay $50 a quarter for my electricity bill.
Rollo, please don't make me sick. That's about that's a poofteenth of what I have to pay because I don't have solar panels. So crank it
I've
up.
I've got 33 of them, mate.
And you have. Isn't it amazing that you'd find a house in between 9 and 11, you got rubbish bins number 9 on one side and 11 on the other, and you've got 33 panels in the house. I'm telling you, that was mate. That house was meant to be for you. There's no doubt whatsoever. Yeah. Miracle.
I agree. We are the Venga boys tonight. I need to go to the bathroom. Can we play some boom, boom, boom? Are you there, Vela? Can you play boom, boom, boom?
Yeah, I can put on a song. Is that the one you wanted?
Yeah,
this came, I remembered this the other day because we had to do in like primary school when I was about 8 years old. We had to do a dance to this song. I'm thinking that's about, I must have been 8 or something. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, I guess you're going. Which one did you want? Boom, boom.
Which is the biggest hit, Rollo?
Boom, boom. This is the one I like.
I think you should do the We Like to Party for the show, like Rick and Rollo, Saturday Night, We Like to Party.
Yeah, We Like to Party.
Okay. We can get it on.
I'm going to be insistent on going on boom, boom, boom.
You go take your bathroom break and try not to pee on Rosie while you're there.
Don't poo on her, for God's sake.
Love it.
Yeah, once the song's done too, I think it'll come straight back into a break. We've got a little bit of time though. Why is it? It's forcing me to watch an ad now. Far out.
Fuck YouTube. It drives me mental.
Come on, Google AI, get the fuck off. There's no skip button on it. Oh, now we've got Kmart. Fuck's sake. I start these early to get them out of the way. There we go.
Start dancing, Rollo.
Too much coke.
Sort a few fucking lines of code. For fuck's sake.
That's true.
You're listening to
Rick and Roll.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Yeah, Rick and Rollo 57, the Venga Boys, Rick and Rollo and Jolo tonight. We're having a great time. And I wanted boom, 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 come back to my room.
there were so many, and I think they did a tour not that long ago. They would have fucking packed it out too.
If you've seen the video clip, sorry to cut you off there, Rick. I'm inside now, so I can talk at the top of my voice. The video clip for Boom Boom Boom, it was so fucking good as cartoon before AI and or any of that bullshit. It was just fantastic. It's like something that, blows your mind off. And if you've done a couple of eckies or something and you're in a nightclub and you're partying and you,
those were the days.
Amyl, you know, a bit of amyl nitrate and some cocaine.
You want to go?
Hey, can you play that song? What was that song?
No,
that you
Rollo.
Just chill for a little bit and we'll play a song a little later.
All right.
You can have the back to your room one.
So what was the topic of conversation? We were talking about trains, right? And derailment and the heat. And who's to blame?
I'm not in the blame game. It is to do with the budgetary cuts of, like apparently Queensland has way more budget for train signal, you know, the maintenance issues, or is it worse in Queensland? It's either New South Wales or Queensland.
Well, we got a different gauge. We've got, So Melbourne has got a narrow gauge, and so our gauge is a lot more sturdy. No, ours is a good gauge. You know, because we've got to get all that fucking coal.
Ours is standard gauge. Queensland's narrow, and I think Melbourne's broad.
Right. So this is typical of Australia. It's like America, I guess, but we have no consistency. Well, you think they go, look, you know, we'll all keep the same because we've got to travel in between states. Let's all have the same one. No. They can't do that over here. We got three tiers of government, or is it four? It's this ridiculous. And
federal, state, and local.
It's pathetic. Pathetic. And guess who loses out in the end? Us, the travelers. You know, we should have.
Yeah.
We should have very fast, full floating stuff like China has, and or Europe, and maybe not England. England's another disaster zone. It's about four different companies all owning the rail, or five different companies, and you can't get on certain trains because another company owns it. It's like there's no consistency in rail. But yet, back in the old days, you could get on a train. If you look at the train timetable from Central to Katoomba in 1850, it probably took the same amount of time for a steam train to get up to Katoomba as it does our supposed brand new, those ones. I'd rather have, honestly, if
you're not shuffled onto buses.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Rollo, the amount of times, be it a bushfire or whatever, that, you know, smoke near a track or whatever, and you're on buses, you got to wait for the buses. For fuck's sake.
I tell you, one of the funniest things is when Velo was supposed to come down on a train, and I was supposed to meet him at Cardiff, and he was vaping at the time, and it was the biggest plume of smoke. It was like a steam. Has he got the steam train?
He just did it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sound, more or less.
I might have missed it.
Here we go.
Wow.
You know how we love
that's called the moving cattle.
Yeah,
the moving
cattle. The one thing that I was always fascinated about Clive Robertson, his major interest was recording sounds, and he apparently had this voluminous library of storms, trains, and he was a train spotter as well, literally a train spotter. Wow. But he used to go and record everything, and you know, using high grade record, because he was ex-ABC trained journalist from the 50s. But
have you ever spoken to him?
Yes, many times. Yeah. I won $200 cash last time I spoke to him. I told you.
Good on you. Yeah. Yeah. He had a voice just as good as John Lord's.
Oh, way better. Now, did you hear that amazing bit of Richard Burton narrating that reading a Shakespeare
thing? Oh, yeah. Let's get Velo to play.
You know, you'll have to send it to him, because he's not psychic. You might think he is, but he's not.
It was the Mars thing.
No, it wasn't. No, not that. That's fuck that. I'm talking about...
I am a little bit psychic. I woke up and thought, I'll tune in to Rick and Rollo and Rollo will be drunk. And I was right.
Brilliant. I think you may have a special power then, Rollo. Jollo. Special power. A special power. How would you have...
We're the Venga boys.
To be honest, Rollo and Jollo... Rollo, you sound fantastic tonight. You sound absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I was doing it for a joke. You do actually sound quite with it.
The Rollo Drunk Show, featuring Rick and Noise Level.
There's
nothing better than radio. And when we start losing our radio stars,
which we are.
The ones that I really like, you know, they're not being replaced by, Doug Morey when he dropped off the perch.
Look, Rollo, it's just pathetic. And there's nothing more depressing to me than driving back to, you know, say I lose signal or I can't play a podcast through my, I'll just scan through local stations. And you get these syndicated breakfast shows or afternoon drive shows that, you know, they've got, you know, that fucking, there's some really bad hosts. Dave, what's his name's being one of the worst. It sounds like looks like he's on ice.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
And he's not funny. He's got, there's always two guys and a woman and none of them have got any talent. I'm telling you, Rick and Rollo show would fucking blitz it if we could be mainstream.
Well, some of us are naturally funny, even if we're trying to be serious.
But there's no one. Exactly. I'm telling you, there's ABC, Triple J, Double J.
I think his name is Dave Hughes. Is it Dave Hughes?
Yeah, fucking pathetic. And he looks like he seriously looks like he's using methamphetamine, and maybe he is. I'm not sure, but he's not funny, whatsoever. Look,
whatever floats your boat. I don't mind if you're doing cocaine, As long as you make it like Howard
me
Stern.
And you
Howard
were using
Stern. Me and Bello were talking. Listen, me and Bello were talking last night, and what Howard Stern used to do, do you remember? He'd do these prank calls, and they were so much fun. He'd have a whole team behind him, and they do these prank calls where they, hey, can you play the one where they're
he had some really
Bello.
Good back in the day.
When they get people talking against each other. It was a something like a Chinese order or something. You're ordering Chinese.
Yeah, you can have. And I'll that, give you. You was, can have one. Okay, we're not just playing that stuff all night.
Right.
You definitely want. You think the Chinese one's the funniest?
Which one do you think is the best?
Which one? It's up to you to choose what you thought was the funniest.
Mine is definitely the Chinese order where they're and then he rings and he goes, oh, will you talk to that guy and then talk to that guy, and then they're talking to each other. And it just goes ballistic. It's so much fun. Do you remember last night, Bello, when we were chatting about it?
Yeah, I played like, a few of them. There were some that had the whole drawn out, like theater of mind, where they had all the sound effects, and they had that scooter chase. I thought was pretty funny, where the guy steals his fat wife's scooter, and then he's breaking away from the police to race to the scooter store. Here's the Chinese one.
The guys called a Chinese restaurant, and then they patched in another Chinese restaurant, and then another Chinese restaurant. So you got, in this call, this brilliant call, you have three Chinese restaurants all talking to one another. It's really kind of cool.
Hello, Eric, can we help you?
Yeah, hi, I'd like to make an order.
What's your order?
Yeah, I'm here with my wife. Say hello, honey.
Hi.
We want two egg rolls.
Two egg rolls, and what else?
One cup wonton soup.
Okay.
One chicken chow mein.
Okay.
Do you have lemon chicken?
We have orange chicken. We don't have lemon.
Oh, that sounds good. Good. Let's go with the orange.
Orange chicken.
And one order of ribs.
We have the jalapeno pork.
Oh, that's good. Just fine.
Read back the order to me.
Okay. One wonton soup.
Yeah. Oh, somebody just came in, honey.
Oh, who is that?
Read back the order to our friend. She's going to add something to it, okay?
Okay.
Can you hold on a second?
Triple H's copy.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Hold on. Hello. Are you there, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Read the order to Stephanie and see what else she wants. Go ahead.
Okay. Wonton soup, chicken chow.
Wonton soup. Okay.
You want one more wonton or what? Chicken.
Yeah, I got a wonton soup.
Hello. How many?
Yeah, I got you order wonton soup and what else?
Chicken chow mein, egg roll,
okay.
Orange chicken, deep fried rice, and jalapeno pork.
Jalapeno, spicy pork?
I don't know.
You didn't know?
Ask your husband. You gonna pick it up or what?
Okay, so when you come here pick up? Hello?
What time you like to pick it up?
Yeah, what time? What time you want to come here pick up?
Hello, this is Chinese food. You want to order food, right? What time do you like to pick it up?
What a bunch of cunts to do this to people.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. My she's confused. Hold on 1 second, though. Let me put my brother on.
Okay.
Hello,
oh, I'm going to put my sister Stephanie on the phone.
Yeah?
She's going to read the order to you, okay?
Okay. Hello? So what's the order?
What?
What's the order?
Yeah, I'm so confused right now.
You want the Chinese food, right?
Okay, so wonton soup, chicken chow mein, orange chicken, and Hunan pork.
Wonton soup and orange chicken, right? And
orange chicken and a spicy pork.
Spicy pork, okay.
And one thing else.
I get jowl for this thing. This is jowl.
Tell me.
Okay, you come here. What time?
What time? What time you want to come here pick up?
Come up, 30 minutes,
fine. 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Every item, just one order or two orders? Would you tell me?
One order.
Just one order?
Yeah.
Okay, so you come here. half hour, right?
Yeah. You know my address?
No, I don't need it because you come here pick up, right?
No. I'm sorry. Long number.
Long number.
Long number.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, honestly, that's funny.
I know. You shouldn't make fun of. But what's it called? People that are in the service industry.
Well, you could do that with I'll tell you a funny one tonight, Rollo. I was driving home and I rang my son. And I said, I went to Tari, pulled into the food place at Tari. I said, do you want some KFC? He said, yes. Yeah. And I said, right. So I drove in to the driving thing. And I said, I want a Zinger box, please, large. And she goes, a Zinger box, large. And I said, yes. And she went, a Zinger box. I said, yes. I want a Zinger box. She goes, you are in McDonald's. And I went, oops. And I was in the fucking McDonald's, the wrong drive-through. And she thought I was pranking them. But I wasn't. Oh. I was actually just didn't know. Surely this must happen all the time.
How's Tari looking since it went underwater?
I don't know. The takeaway place is just off the side of the freeway. The great big gum.
Yeah, Tari. Well, that went under.
No, not
you remember?
You couldn't get there either. Yeah. No, look, honestly, it's damage. The damage is biblical still. There are rolls of those big plastic rolls of cow food, or call it cow food, hay, up trees still, literally.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable.
I can't believe that the economy is still running there. That was biblical, that flood.
Literally, it was called man-made dumping. They fucked up that whole area. So Wingham, Tari, all these areas, the food bowl areas of the area that made milk. So you can't get organic milks, only just come back on the shelves at Woolworths six months later.
All right.
Now, Joel, I just sent you, if you want to play it later, Richard Burton are reading a Shakespeare thing. And that guy's voice.
We'll get off the Tari thing.
Yeah. Tari, your nearest McDonald's to take food?
No, because I just drove back from Sydney. So it is on the way back from Sydney.
He has to go over the Manning River. To get to near Port Macquarie
from my door, and the donut at Port Macquarie is 20 minutes from my door.
You're probably tired at the time when you.
I'm not going to drive to Port Macquarie to get fucking KFC.
Port Macquarie's closer, but you're doing it on the way home. I get what you're saying.
I'm on the way home. Yeah, yeah.
It's just weird to comprehend. I don't know. I still live near some shops and things. I feel like, I don't know. You get up that far up the North Coast, it feels like you're so far from everything. You got to drive everywhere.
So Tari's 30 minutes from me and Port's 20 minutes from me.
Yeah, right.
And they both got the same exact. But
well, ask how far it is for me. From Cardiff train station. Because I can't drive a car until another year.
10-minute walk.
Yeah, 10-minute walk.
You're not getting another. You need to give the car thing a rest, I think.
Yeah, no, he's not going to ever drive again. Never drive again.
All right, play some Richard Burton for us. Come on, what do we
got? How long is it? We got the ads coming up in a minute.
That's very short, very short. I'll do it after the advert. Don't worry about that. We can talk. We can keep talking. Guaranteed. So, and what can we talk about? Stranger Things. I want to keep talking about Stranger Things. I've never watched it, but it is fucking massive how many people are watching it. And even Ab said his wife and two daughters were sat there and just discussing it while he sat there scrolling on his phone. On Thursday night, and that's the way it is with under 30s. They are all binge watching, and so the next four episodes will drop on Christmas Day. So you're going to see a whole lot of antisocial under 30s all binge watching the new episodes of Stranger Things on Christmas Day. Are they doing this deliberately? I think they could be. I think they could be because kids have to binge. They can't just watch one episode. They have to sit there and watch it consecutively for, you know, like 8 hours of Stranger Things. Has anyone, have you seen it?
It's so funny to hear you try and fill time. You know, fill time.
You're the there it comes.
Rick and Roller. 57.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Yeah. No, you are such a chatterbox, and then it was funny when you actually have to back time 1 minute, you're like sort of stumbling. If no one said anything, you'd just chat away without a problem.
No problem. No,
it was endearing. It just was funny because we know you so well. Here's your clip.
Yeah, we are. We're all friends.
Really? But wherefore I know not. Lost all my mirth, forgone all custom of exercise. And indeed it goes so heavily with my disposition that this goodly frame, the earth. Look you, this grave or hanging firmament, this majestical roof fretted with golden fire. Why, it seems no other thing to me than a foul and pestilent congregation of vapors. What a piece of work is a man. How infinite in faculty, in form, in moving, how express and admirable in action, how like an angel in movement, how like a god. The beauty of the world. The paragon of animals. And yet, to me, what is this quintessence of dust?
What a voice. What a voice.
Yeah, I would have thought he would have had a better, you know, where you have a mic when you breathe in, you don't hear the breathe in.
Yeah, but it was an old BBC interview probably from 1970 something or other. And he just he probably did it off the top of his head. I bet you he did that off the top of his head. He knew the because he knew the lines.
Why can't we hear the beginning of the War of the Worlds where he did it? It only goes for 30
That's
seconds.
That's what I was just thinking of. That no one would have believed in the end of the 21st.
Yes. Can you play that?
No, 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 no. I just don't want to.
There's no breath.
No. Yeah. No.
He was married to Elizabeth Taylor twice, wasn't he?
No, about four times, Roller.
What?
Did they got divorced? Their marriage was so bad that they got married and divorced and married and divorced.
Divorced, yeah. He was a drinker of your magnitude. I'm not going to say he's worse than you. You're up there with Richard Burton.
No, I'd rather be in Oliver Reed's company. Thank you.
I'll keep listening. I'm just going to go out for a smoke. I'll be back.
Honestly, look, to be honest, I love Oliver Reed, but could he have done that voice? He probably could have.
He pisses me off. You know what he's done? He's pissed me off now. Bellisette or Jolo.
Jolo.
He's pissed me off because I have to go and have a cigarette now.
He says shit
like that.
I've come in here to do the
What time is it? I'll have to take talk like Richard Burton because I'm going to go out and have a smoke.
What pestilence Rollo's voice is when he goes and smokes a cigarette. This pestilence of vapor going into his lungs and out of his lungs and repeatedly doing so, annoying the neighbors with his loud, annoying voice.
I can do Richard Burton.
Hey, Richard.
Yes.
What time is it?
It is, I'll tell you, Rollo. It is 8:44 in the evening.
8:44. So Saturday. I can still actually talk at the top of my lungs.
Yes, you can. No, you can.
Till about 10 o'clock.
You can go out there and sing.
I'm out there right now. You couldn't even tell, could you?
No.
Yes, no, I can't tell. I cannot tell. No.
I'm going to...
This pestilence.
Can you hear that? Listen.
This vapor.
In the microphone.
This vapor of smoke going into his lungs and out of them repeatedly, annoying his neighbors.
Hey.
Yes.
I got this new jet mic. I almost took my eyebrows off the other day.
It's an eye slider that they sell. Why do they keep selling them? It's funny that every time you go into a garage, the main thing when you walk up there isn't chocolates anymore. It's all these methamphetamine vape, what do they call it? When you're lighting a glass pipe and you have to have that high temperature.
Yeah, well, this is a Bic. This is not a sponsorship, but this is a Bic. So this is what a Bic sounds like. Hear that?
Yep.
Now, my click, that one.
Notice everything adds up to six. Notice everything adds up to six. Bic adds up. BIC, which is a huge brand. Bic pens, Bic lighter. B2I9. That's 12.
Mm.
And then,
I don't have any eyelashes on my left eye. Because they burnt the fucking. Yeah, and I was just trying to drunkenly light a cigarette.
Because these lighters, every time I go into the servo where I go, I always say to them, how come you're selling these? And apparently they sell loads of them, which means there's loads of methamphetamine users around there.
I'm not smoking crack. I don't smoke crack. No, booze. I'll stick to the booze. See, look, I'm outside now, and I forgot my goddamn
Mogaloo. That is a really funny joke. That's going to continue for the rest of our lives. That El Mogaloo.
Thanks to Jolo
coming up with the El Mogaloo, which is basically slow ground Gershon carrot juice, and then top it up with four nips
with vodka.
It kills the cancer cells. You guys
will be drinking at my wake. I will present at my wake.
Well, I've got this really horrible feeling that you're just going to keep existing.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like...
Like Russell Crowe. I'm going to outlive you.
Yeah. Well, can I just say this? I thought I was about to die about 2 weeks ago.
I'm glad you're alive.
I was planning my funeral, getting insurance, writing my speeches.
Are you joking now? No, because I felt so sick.
I think it was one of the vitamins I was taking or the probiotics was making me actually sick, guaranteed. So I'll repeat myself, but everyone out there that's listening to the show must, this is a grand command.
Three, that's my cat. What happened to Susie? We had Susie here early.
Because we bored her. She went to sleep probably. No, so we've got Susie, my cat, and Rosie are our audience. That's it. Three.
Yeah, Rosie's sitting there on her couch.
Yep, she's listening. So she's considered to be a listener on our ratings, the Rick and Roller ratings platform. Rosie, my cat. Where is she? Come in here and listen. Zara.
Do you remember when John Laws owned the world? He thought he owned the world. He ran it out of Sydney, but he was syndicated everywhere.
Yep.
And when the ratings came back and he got his payout from TUE, which was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Have you seen what his net worth was when he passed away?
200 million. Yep.
Yeah, it was massive. Yeah.
Yep. That's just real estate and plus his incredible bank balance because he, again, a media whore and business.
Can you? Poor. Yeah. I know we're talking. We don't mean to talk ill of the dead because I love the guy. But let's talk about cash for comment. When he changed his opinion overnight, it was obvious. And Alan Jones changed his opinion overnight.
Well, yeah, I'll give you an example of Alan changing his opinion. He was on about a stadium that was getting built, and which I'll actually bring this up. Actually, I just drove past Fox Studios where I worked on Dark City, Matrix, Mission Impossible. Fucking many films were all shot at Fox Studios, which is the old east of the showgrounds, right?
So you were doing security, minimum wage,
$15 an hour.
$15
an hour. Yeah. So anyway,
walking Carrie-Anne Moss to the bathroom.
Now that was being security. That was out of the studios. But when you're in the studios where they had the giant sets, and I'm talking about Babe 2, etc. You know, like big fucking amazing sets, incredible. Yeah. Now I just drove past it, my old stomping grounds, for the first time in 20 years, right? And I'm looking up at these fucking mega stadiums that they've built while I haven't been looking, obviously. It's incredible the sporting stadiums that are up all around Fox Studios. They are just incredible. No wonder, like Robbie Williams and the U2 and all that. I could hear them when I'm doing one of my jobs. I could hear them singing. These days, but what was I was going to say something interesting.
Listen. I was such a cheapskate, right?
Yes.
And I wanted to, when Elton John,
stand out the front. Reginald Dwight.
Reginald Dwight. That's right. Yeah. He came to Newcastle. How honored we were. But we could hear him play the piano, you know, outside.
And what would you go on?
Because
let's talk about AC/DC and Metallica and all that they've just played. So the three biggest concerts of last week, the one that I've heard the best reports about, apart from all the drones that go to see AC/DC and watch an almost 80-year-old Brian Johnson stagger around with his wobbly knees, and Angus Young, 70 years of age, dressed up as a schoolboy, looking like
I don't mind if Angus can play anymore, but as long as
Angus can play. There's no doubt about his guitar playing. Forget about that. I'm saying though, to be part. So you're an Oasis, 80,000 people, two nights in a row. Wow. You're standing in this giant stadium. You're looking at four little tiny matchstick people in the distance, but there's this giant screen so you can see them, and you think that you're actually close up. Now, to me, that is not rock and roll. I worked as a roadie, so I always had – I could be standing on side of stage. And I'm talking about a small venue like St. James Tavern. Honestly, when you work in a small bar, when you've got to say a thrash band like Massive Appendage is a good example, great band back in 1987 or whatever. You're in a small bar with four guys with Marshall amps blasting, and you can smell dry ice, beer all through the carpets. Cigarette smoke, because you could smoke. That is rock and roll.
That's awesome.
Standing in a stadium, queuing up for half an hour to get a plastic glass of beer, which is watered down crap, queuing up to go to the toilets and paying $350 for the privilege. Fuck off. I'm telling you now, it's not part of my life.
You have to stand back. So you're doing security, so you're looking everywhere to make sure.
I was a roadie. No, forget about security.
You were humping the gear.
Yeah, I was loading and loading out, but I'm talking about small venues, you know, like Celine and say, which is not a small venue.
Yeah.
You can smell the room when you walk in. Because you load it and you can sit there and watch a band and actually go up and touch his foot if you had to, like I did with Lemmy back in, you know,
Lemmy Kilmister. Yeah. Well done. Didn't you say something about a cigarette?
No, he walked out off his head on methamphetamines, spat a cigarette butt out, because he's six foot, he's a big guy, right?
Yeah.
Spat a cigarette butt out, and the whole of the front row next to me were diving to pick up the cigarette butt and probably get into fights.
That's hilarious. I love it. I love that story.
I mean, that's rocking off. To watch two wankers from Manchester, Oasis, in the with joint
what screens. Was their hit song was Wonderwall. My Wonderwall.
Who cares? But, like, honestly, they didn't do it for me. They never did it for me, that band. No. But the ACDC, to me, and I shared it the other day. I put it onto Facebook, and I self-censor now because I upset so many people. I know I did.
I
shared the concert of a real concert of AC/DC, which was in Glasgow, which is where they, you know, all came from originally. And they come out and they play a rock and roll, you know, one of their old great songs, Bon Scott, Angus, Malcolm, Phil.
Cliff Williams.
Mark Evans on bass.
Phil
Rudd on drums. And they play it, they kill this whole concert full of drunk Scotsmen and a few Scots women. It's just phenomenal. And I said, I put on Facebook, I said, this is AC/DC that I grew up with. The one that you're watching tomorrow night is not AC/DC. It's a sad, pathetic imitation. And I had people, like a guy said, oh, that's a bit harsh. You know,
when he was on Countdown. And remember when Bon Scott and he dressed up in the school?
Yeah.
See, because
AC/DC. Bon Scott was AC/DC. Brian Johnson is a replacement singer. That's all he is. And then to lose Phil and to lose Mark Evans, you know, it's just not the same band. Sorry. And $400 a ticket, $500 a ticket. $3,000 a ticket.
I was watching the Who, and they couldn't stand one another. Like, really? They became famous, and they wouldn't look at each other.
No, they were totally professional. Roger, I strongly identify with Roger Daltrey, especially when I do shows with you. Back in the past, you want to come on and do 2 hours of a great chat. If you've got a guy that's going to be fucking three bottles of vodkas down and, you know, staggering and falling over the place, it's not going to work. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But Roger Daltrey said he knew that they were the best, and they were live on stage, one of the best rock bands that's ever existed. But when you have a guy like Keith Moon that would swallow, like you, and you, and Keith Moon, I am going to say,
I feel sorry for Keithy, you know.
No, but he would swallow a handful of mandrax or a handful of...
Yeah, but that's what killed him. He didn't suicide.
I'm telling you, he got fucking bumped off because he insulted the entire Jewish community by dressing up as Rommel and driving around Golders Green doing a Nazi salute. And back in
the... Is that where you're...
About two months.
The fakeologist would be happy to hear you say that.
He died. He was found dead in a swimming pool. Just like Brian.
Queen Elizabeth II, her kid dressed up as a Nazi. And he was doing the Nazi salute.
For one part, he went to a party apparently. That's
So what? Not Queen
Elizabeth, what's no, her grandchild. What? No, the ginger-headed stepchild.
What's the stepchild. Yeah. Harry.
Harry. Yeah, no, nothing. To, this
yeah,
is no.
He did it.
This is nothing compared to what Keith Moon was constantly pushing the issue and being a real wall. And I identify. So if you've seen the concert where he'd swallowed. What's that incredible, fantastic?
Oh, they had to drag him off stage.
No, no, yeah, the, you know, because he collapsed on his drums, but he was
collapsed
taking
on
that,
stage. And someone,
what's that great drug? There was apparently this fantastic sleeping drug that you'd take it, and what you did is you fought the urge to sleep off, and then about 20 minutes later, you went into this.
Valium. It's Valium.
No. You're listening to
Rig and Roller.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yes, go.
I'll come out.
All right, Rick and Rollo.
I'll come out.
Saturday the 29th of November, 2025, Rick and Rollo 57. Now, what was the drug we worked out during?
I shouldn't have said it to you behind the scenes. I should have just got credit for it and said it on.
Jollo said it. Yeah, that's quite.
You did. Right. You're a good boy.
Apparently, now to me, that the funniest scene in Wolf of Wall Street, and I totally believe the guy that wrote that story, who lives in New Zealand now, that dodgy finance guy, that's a true story because. Apparently, I used to see the joke, you know, Quaaludes were the best drug ever. They were like, it was a sleeping pill you could get from your doctor, and you'd take two or three of them, and what you did is you had to fight off the urge to sleep, and if you could do that for 20 minutes, you had the best high you'd ever had. But Keith Moon swallowed 10 of them, couldn't fight off the urge to sleep, and collapsed. And, like, literally, you see him about to start drumming and he actually falls face first onto his drums. And Pete Townsend goes, can anyone drum here? And they knew that he was fucking gone.
That is such a
And that young guy got up and he played the last five songs. What a buzz for that guy.
because Roger Daltrey. Have you seen, can anyone play the drums? Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it was Keith. Pete Townsend said it. But when you watch the episode, watch The Wolf of Wall Street, and he manages to he finds a bottle of the lemon something or other Quaaludes that are apparently
our Australian girl Margot Robbie cutie.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think her vagina gets almost seen in that movie, but everything else certainly
she's covered in. Do you know she's covered in tattoos?
My daughter is now, so she probably is.
Not there's anything wrong with that. It's not a Seinfeld thing.
Look, the young people love tattoos. Two of my children got tattoos, so I can't say anything. But in that movie, that scene where Leonardo DiCaprio and that guy, I can't stand that other actor, managed to get hold of the best Quaaludes ever. They were like vintage Quaaludes. And they take them and he goes, nothing's happening.
Can you still get Quaaludes these days? Get them? Or are they renamed?
They've never been renamed.
And you can't get anything these
re-released.
Days.
It's usually antipsychotics that will get you addicted and send you mentally ill. But that scene he takes them, and there's an important deal that has to be done, and the other guy's fucking off his head, and Leonardo suddenly realizes that they're about to come on now, that they actually have a delayed reaction because they were older. And that scene where he just collapses and he's trying to ring the guy up and he can't talk on the phone. It's like if you've taken MDMA in the head.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot talk properly and your jaw's going, your face melts.
Yeah, it sort of goes, that's why you grind your teeth on MDMA.
MDMA and Coke.
Yeah.
And Coke.
Yeah.
And Coke.
Oh, those were
I think that's really funny. It's really worth watching Wolf of Wall Street just for the Quaalude scene. I think that, to me, is extremely real and accurate that that could have happened in real life, for sure.
I was going to mention, too, it's not just your cats listening. We've got 15 online. If anyone wants, really? If anyone's listening live, and you're a chatter, come and chat.
I think that they might be magpies. Yeah, anyone's welcome to come in these days. I always say no, but once Rick and Roll have done an hour, anyone's welcome to come in.
No, I thought you were going to say Magda Zabanski.
Please.
Or Rollo, please. The money. Please. No, Stan Zamata can't come in.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that scene again because I laughed my head off because I know that is real, that you take a certain amount of drugs and you just go, and just the acting.
So let me check my notes. Here we go. So Hertz. Now, what's the Hertz? Why do I want to bring Hertz up? Oh, yeah, electric vehicles. They bought a whole bunch of them. Or no, let's talk about I live in my tiny house. Have you seen the things on the interwebs, the Google machine on the interwebs, where people have tiny houses?
Well, yes, it's because
we're not going to be allowed to have big houses.
Tax them off us. We'll be living in shoeboxes. Shoeboxes. That's true.
When I came down to Sydney, I think the last time I did that was at Christmas last year. And then just yesterday I got back. I just went overnight to visit. And I have never been happier about living in a small town. Like, I just live like...
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I drive 3 minutes to work. I do that all the time, and it's easy.
I'm doing it now.
And then I know I come, like, maybe 5 days of the fortnight, I work trains to Sydney, but I don't feel like I come to Sydney. Like, you're in the rail corridor the whole way. I get there, I have a nap, and then I come back. You don't get exposed to the, you know, the real Sydney. But just driving through, the absolute congestion and, like, going bumper to bumper, stoplight to stoplight, and roundabout to roundabout. Ugh. And then I got down to the Shire where I was visiting. And you're,
orange people.
You're in grids of, like, all these old neighbourhoods have been so overdeveloped with these packed-in townhouses and where it's trying to look like a house, a single house from the front, but there's, like, a driveway down underneath, and it's, like, you know, 20 apartments in this low-rise thing. And it's just... My grandparents' neighborhood has just been like, it's just overrun with like the amount of cars and gridlock to get in and out. And you go, fuck me, this is just insane. Everyone's sitting, waiting in their cars to like move bits at a time. And it's just, I get up at 2 a.m., I pull out of my street, there's no traffic. I just go, whoop, I'm at work. And then I get on a train. I go, Jesus Christ, my life's easy compared to this. Like, who would want to live there? It's crazy.
No, it's
me. Well, look. Hello. Greg Shantz. I think Greg Shantz and Fakeologist have joined us. And we've got Fakeologist here. Oh, Greg.
Hey, this is a coup. I didn't know Fakeologist was back on the network. Fantastic. Here we go. Rush.
Fakeologist was always welcome. You just go to the website and log in. It's easy.
Oh, wow. I love this. I love this.
And you and I, yes.
I don't like Black Hole.
She had big balls. What's in your hand?
Well, Mondo,
you need to underthink a little more.
Get a better intro here than on my own channel.
Fantastic.
Welcome, wonderful. Adam. Thank welcome you. Adam. Thank you very much.
And welcome, Greg Shantz, all the way from
Canada. I came for the game show.
No, it's not happening tonight. We're not doing a game show.
Yeah, I was like a quick, plenty of people commented on like, oh, you cancelled that plan quick. And it wasn't like I had to start somewhere. So I messaged everyone I wanted there just saying, would you do this date? But D-Train and Verilicious can't make it. So I thought, well, I really want them to be there. They're always fun on games. So we'll just postpone it for
a bit. That's all right. Best laid plans and all. It takes time.
Yeah, if we do it though, Joel, I think it won't be Rick and Rollo. It'll be Klaus and Rollo. It'll be Klaus doing the game show Klaus. With Rollo. Yeah, it won't be me. I'll be unavailable. But I do believe Klaus Schwab will be here to do the game show. Well, we're heading towards Christmas, so we could probably aim it to be closer to the Christmas era, Joel.
I think that works for everyone. And then the one thing is that I'm working, so I don't know which days I'll be committed. But I guess over Christmas, when you got, you know, a whole week of everyone's got days off, then I'm sure we can figure one out.
I'm definitely going to try and have, I'm trying to have at least a week and a half off because I just want to have, I do not want to be on that road to sit the way it is for at least 2 weeks. I want 2 weeks off.
All right, okay, let's do... I'll do a John Lewis. Greg Chance, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Pretty well.
What's on your mind, Greg? What's on your mind?
We're just exhausted. A lot of mental disorder, just try to keep things in line.
You didn't find just, some Quaaludes, did you?
No.
Are you on any substances right now, Greg?
No.
What happened to British Greg? I like British Greg better.
I was about to say my received pronunciation accent is faltering.
Where is British Greg? Is Greg in the house today, or...
Last evening I was doing it with Typeware and he was quite furious at the accent. He said I was being haughty. He did not appreciate it at all.
You're haughty.
So I'm thinking.
Can you do a Birmingham accent?
I just heard him laughing in the background.
Do Birmingham, Greggy.
No.
Typo and I do appreciate Typo's beer reviews that he, some guy that does a beer review, they're really interesting, but then he'll just saturate you with about 900 million other
words. Word salad.
Yeah.
I just pulled Typo from the cross promotion channel because. It's there for people to post things they're doing. You can't just have anyone posting any video that
125 posts.
He needs his own room. He needs his own rubber room.
He's got his own room.
Like a psychologist. He's called
psychologist. Yeah, and he usually flip it, but I don't think he realizes what he's doing because I just said, look, Typo, you're clogging this up because it's meant to be for someone that's actually done a show and they want it to be promoted, and which is, works well for Silas Speaks and people like that. Share their stuff that you might not get seen on the
Silas Speaks. Wherever. Is he still on the server? Because Dave J allegedly drove him off mine. So
how's he getting? How did he get him off? It's highly likely, but I don't know if he would be able to get him
Dave
off.
Dave J is like,
yeah,
he just left.
Really?
Who wants to suffer with Dave J's nonsense? So Silas just left the server. That's why I'm wondering. Dave J will disrupt this server too. Wherever he goes,
he won't last 2 seconds if he does. He knows that. I think he knows that one of those places that.
He does, but he can't help himself. I know you're his buddy on the
That show is, there's no arguing, no, it's him.
Dave J was banned for a bit of a while after that incident, like 6 months or a little more ago. But because it's it's easier for, like, I don't like getting stems and things to mix Bongversations after the fact. It's easier for them to do it with VeloBox. So I want Dave J in so he has access to that, but I'm trying to restrict, you know. I don't like the server getting too clogged with any one person. That's not just at Dave, but any one person who's just monopolizing things a bit.
He does love, but he's been fairly good over here. I'll have to say that. I haven't seen him lose, and I think he knows that he's only got...
I would agree, and on occasions where he has done something a little attacky, I've just told him, like, pull your head in and please...
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been fine about it.
Purple Play's a moderator, but isn't Purple Play a moderator? So I think she's probably got a handle on it.
I just delete all his comments on my server because he uses a million VPNs and different services to log into my website. So I just spam his comments now because he's just too irritating. But he says he won't go away. I said, that's fine. It'll take you 5 minutes to write a comment and me milliseconds to delete it. So you can keep wasting your time.
Wasting your time. Surely you've got other better things to do than just keep spamming away. And,
yeah.
I know the same thing. But look, I'm happy with the stuff we're doing. Because there's none of this, there's no abuse going on. There's 51 shows or 50 of shows so far, not a single word of abuse or mention of anyone else's platform.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You're a survivor. You figured it out. The Gordian knot. So good on you, Rick.
I am the tiger. When you say survivor, Ab.
So apparently, a Russia touring again.
There we go.
I wasn't going to do that whole thing.
Couldn't help yourself, could you, Bella?
Russia touring again. And I listened to the latest Crow show where he's got a British guy, they're talking about music, and apparently, quite interesting, they're talking about Geddy Lee, that he hasn't been able to hit those high notes for years, so they're suggesting...
Hasn't Rush got a female drummer now?
They probably have. I bet you she's not so good.
Someone who identifies as female, maybe.
They can rename the band.
I went on its YouTube channel. And I didn't see any interesting drumming whatsoever. Nothing. You can go look at it.
Neil Peart, rest in peace.
So, I heard someone mention I heard Joel or Ab or someone mention STEM before, but that's what they bring up on this latest Crow show about this technique that a lot of bands are using. It's a STEM program that basically what they do is if there's four of you on stage playing live, they're actually got your original recording of that song being played, and if anyone plays a bad note, it cuts it out and just plays the original note. So a lot of these
I don't doubt it.
It's called STEM, and so surely the Eagles. So I just heard that someone that went to see the Eagles recently, and he said, "Oh, they sound just
California."
The first one to trigger the online investigations of what people are listening to. And there's a guy my wife watches all the time. I just picked up on him where people will send him concert footage and say, "Is this real or fake?" The Eagles were the first one to trigger, I think, because they're the first ones to just play the stuff off the computer.
Now many people are doing it.
Not everyone. Someone sent a recent Alanis Morissette concert to him because they couldn't tell either. And he analyzes the wavelengths and the audio wavelengths. So it's pretty interesting. And he said, That is her voice, so she's doing it.
She can sing, but if she was 68 years of age, like we're talking about, or 70 something, like the Eagles guys, there's no way those guys can still sing But look, I've listened to a guy tell me he went to see them, and he said they were as good as they were back in 1980.
Yeah, they were as good as the record.
That's exactly what it was. This STEM computer thing.
I've seen concerts done with digital audio tape. Yeah, we're none.
What
of
were
them,
you saying, Rick? The STEM thing that's in live music.
Yeah, yes, no, it's called STEMs, and so the guy that on
what
the latest
stand
pro
for?
Show.
Is that an acronym?
I don't know.
But the term STEMs just means when tracks, like groups of tracks are separated.
So there's four of you. Yeah, that's right. So they separate each track, but what they do is they base it off the original material. So say there's four of you on stage and the bass player's having a bad night, they can mix in the original material.
Yeah, yeah.
They mix in
that,
the
that, that's
material.
Been around for so a while. The they thing. Don't like when oh, no, no, when you've got new.
You're listening to
Rig it roll.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
You're listening to a Rick and a roll.
It was like when you know, like lip syncing and all that. It wasn't always like a standard stereo track, like the whole song. They would have had like the vocals, the guitar, all those parts would have been playing, you know, and they can switch between what the guitarist doing live or switch to the pre-recorded version. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just looking it up because I thought it might have been some new technique, but no, it just.
No, it's not. Sorry, it's not new, but it's being used by a lot of big bands at the moment to actually mask the fact that they're not as good as they were.
Paul McCartney's around here, and people are using their phones, obviously, to video him. He's pretty good. I don't know if he's singing. He's one year away from being Frankie Valli on stage. Have you seen those videos? Oh,
it's
so
really
sad.
Bad.
Frankie Valli's like a standing up corpse. McCartney is getting close. McCartney's getting awful close to looking like Frankie Valli.
He's 80 years of age or more, Ab. There's
83,
no way he can.
83. He's there.
Yeah.
81? Okay, he's up there.
Frankie Valli is doing carnival cruises.
And
Paul McCartney. He died in 1966, didn't he?
Okay, but whoever's there now, the concert's
the
okay. He did a hell of a tour. Just day after
he
day,
just,
he's packing them in.
He played here, and everyone loved it. It was huge.
All the boomers love it. He may as well keep milking, and he had John Lennon on the screen doing a duet with him. That was quite well done with the technology. That was good. Actually,
I was
John Lennon
say,
was
it's
better.
The abundance of the digital mixing consoles and things that allow them just to have all like a computer playing back all those tracks, and then every fader, like each instrument, can just have like an A/B button to switch back and forth. They can be playing the actual, which is
what they're doing.
The whole pre-recorded thing could more or less be getting played into the musician's headphones too. So they're just playing along to the good version.
This is the thing, Joel. So everyone, these guys, it's really, I'll send it to you and have a listen to it. It's a Scouser guy from Liverpool who was in a band, and he's talking to, because Crow was a roadie, knows a bit about sound. And they're talking about, he said, everyone wears in-ear microphones, these in-ear things now.
In-ear monitors.
So they're mixing, and they, because of the new technologies now, the live concerts are sounding fantastic. I mean, back in the day, you had to rely on one guy, and I worked, again, as a roadie, and I actually worked, with a few sound people. You had to have the best sound guy to do that sound. Now, you just need a guy like you who is an expert with computers and stuff like that, can mix in some of the other concerts they've done. Mm. And if it's not sounding so good, turn that one up.
Or, more or less the whole
Rick,
the whole sequence of the
Rick,
show is...
Remember the wild... You remember the wild... Sorry.
The whole sequence of I just it's only because I want to finish this topic. I don't want you just to steer it straight off again.
No, keep going.
The whole performance is more or less sequenced out on the computer. So all your lighting changes are all, programmed in. it is more of a computer talent, because you can just sit there and press play at the start of the show and the whole thing just sort of runs off a whole playlist, you know, and it's executing your lighting changes. It can switch effects and things between songs, you know, like it can do different mixes. You don't need to like mix, you know what I mean? Like each song can have a whole different mix that it'll load and change as the show goes on. Yeah.
Technology must be what brings these artists out, though. Because think about it. They're probably saying, I don't want to do a tour. I'm going to sound like crap. And the guy said, no, don't worry. You just stand there and hold your guitar.
Hold your guitar.
Yeah. We're going to charge $1,500 a ticket, and we're all going to make money.
That's what's happening.
You're right. It's the technology that's getting these guys back out on the road and the money.
Oasis, which to me are like a lightweight band, they have grossed $1 billion on their last tour.
Oh my god, that's crazy. The money's crazy. And the boomers have the money, and so boomer acts are the ones that are making the money.
Look, Ab, a friend and I went...
A
friend of mine, he was sitting in seats and watching Iron Maiden that were worth £1,500 for those seats in even the major stadiums of it was a sports stadium.
What?
But he said that the seats was $1,500, and I said like honestly, the people are paying for comfort. They're boomers. You're right about, and it's them. They want to see Iron Maiden, so they'll pay. They want a toilet close to them and a bar close to them. So they're quite prepared to pay 10 times more.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I wouldn't see Rush just on principle for what they're charging. I know they have to charge it, but I'm still not going to. Just like I won't go to a baseball game and pay $2,000 to watch a guy throw a ball. I'm not funding that.
Rollo, would you pay $2,000?
I would, but I would be in the bleachers in the nosebleed section. Commentating.
That's not a very good seat for $2,000.
At the World Series, that may have been the price. I think the behind anywhere close by would have been $2,000-$3,000.
Wow,
in Toronto.
Man.
Baseball. America.
But people have the money. People do have the money, obviously, because they're paying it.
I love the game.
Have you had a week off from your show? So I haven't seen a new Lynn Ertel or a break new.
No, I took the week off. This is Thanksgiving week, so.
Of course.
Yeah. Did you did you see Alex Jones kissing Sydney Sweeney on the boob?
On the what?
No, I don't watch it.
Can you? No, it was so funny.
No, Rollo, we can't We can't watch things on a podcast.
I think it must have been Dave J on X. What's it called? Twitter. It used to be called Twitter.
The issue here is this is a bunch of AI stuff that's made up. You're saying it to Ab like it's news.
It's not news, Rollo. It's AI.
Sorry, but it was still.
Did you see Ab? Did you see when we were all there at Rollo's house and all those cheerleaders came out with their big boobs? Did you see that?
I did.
That was funny.
Rollo, I try not to pollute myself with any of that information.
I didn't like the one with a whole lot of pink-clad men charged out and started dancing around us. I wasn't keen on that.
I thought both of them were hilarious.
I'll reiterate like we did at the beginning of the show. I was sleeping in the garage on an old
that's the penthouse tweet.
No, it wasn't. Jolo had the penthouse suite. I was sleeping in your garage on an old blow up mattress.
This is the kind of partnership we had.
Rick and Rollo.
Hey, Rollo, what happened with your old house? Are they redoing it, or did you go by, or any news on your old house?
It's interesting you should ask that, Faco.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, it's an interesting question because I've got an AVO order. So if
you got to send Christy to have a look at it.
Yeah. So
I want to go and have a look.
Yeah, you go and have a look, or I'll send Christy. I don't know what he's done to the place. I'd be interested, by the way, to see what has been done to my mansion.
I'll tell you this. If you want to find out how fake Google Earth is, Google Earth your property, you're going to see it look like about 5 years ago.
But can't the satellite take pictures of the entire Earth every second?
No, Ab.
Oh, it can't.
No. Sadly.
Yeah, Google's really falling down on that. They haven't sent any planes over to do any mapping anywhere.
My house Googled has a business that closed down 15 years ago next to it.
In Toronto, you see farmers' fields where there's warehouses now, so it's completely out of date.
So we don't use Google Earth.
It's too bad. It's too bad they don't have satellites, because that would be fun if you could just
watch
your neighbor go in their pool. But it's just airplanes that do low level photography.
Wait, they happen in this world, right? They happen to have this technology to view live images of things from above, and you're just going to focus on literally your neighbor. you could just look over the fence anytime you want.
But it'd be easier to sit in my basement and do it.
You could look at anyone in the world if that was the case.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Joel, did you lay the top down view of my house? That was from Google
years ago.
I didn't know it was that out of date on Google.
I didn't know. I thought they update it regularly. Very out of date.
The only thing they do send around like every couple of years is the car. But even the car doesn't go to most streets anymore. I don't see it anymore. I don't see the Apple car. And if you go look at Street View, it's usually years out of date. They're not spending money on that anymore. It's too bad.
It's a fraud. It's almost like the moon landings. with Google, if I have to say that.
Have you got the moon landing clip handy? Where I talked to John Lewis, I had to go to my next door neighbor's place and use his phone. My next door neighbor's phone to get on.
Is that the one
on.
That you drove away?
It's classic Lawsy call. It's quite long.
You show up at your neighbor's to go, hey, I've got to come in and call John Lewis.
Yeah, I know. But it was the anniversary. It was the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Let Lawsy rest in peace. Let him go now. That was a great show you guys did. It's over. Let him rest in peace.
All right.
You did a whole hour of that, so I don't think we need to play more of it.
Yeah, it was good.
Is that all? Only an hour? I think it went on a little bit longer than that.
It was a good show. It was very good.
I was trying to be nice.
The funniest thing, I reckon, if I drove back to Rollo's old street, they'd still have party balloons up, thanking God that he'd moved out of that area.
They had a big street party, yeah. Did you go? Did anyone go to the street party?
When I told the next door neighbor, I swung by in the afternoon.
It was all right.
When I told Rollo's next door neighbor that he was moving, she actually started to collapse with like this.
She shed a tear.
Tears of joy.
Really?
Oh, that's so sweet.
What's the name? Tanya.
Tanya. Warren.
She goes, you think he's moving? I said, no, he's moving. I said, I'm here to get rid. And there you go. You can see her about to, she wanted to collapse and like put her arms up in the air and go, please, God, thank you for giving me this wish.
Celebrate, come one, come all.
Hey, I'll tell you a story about Warren and Tanya's house, right?
I love it.
When you sat down on their toilet seat, it was warmed. They had warmed floors and warmed
the golden skid mark had a warmed toilet seat that cleaned your bottom.
Yeah,
as well.
That's right. What's it called?
I had that too, but my heater burned the plastic. Those things are dangerous. You got to be careful because I think they're really made poorly, and they're probably not up to electrical standards. So there were burn marks on my plastic, and it wasn't from my my earth scorchers out of my butt. Those elements are probably really cheap.
Didn't you have the wooden slats so you could squat?
Yeah, didn't I hear the squat?
Like your old squat?
Yeah, I still use the lily pad. I still use it. So yeah, it still works.
Why on earth? I don't know. Canadian winter's different. I don't like a warm toilet seat. If it's not a toilet that warms, then a warm toilet seat is the most unpleasant thing. Like half the joy of going to the loo is like a chilled toilet seat. Yeah. It feels clean and sterile to me. Warm makes you think someone else just sat on it. Having it heated would make you feel like it was perpetually dirty.
That's true. Joel, your microphone every now and then does a bit of a clicky thing.
It's popping. Yeah, you're getting interrupts that interrupt the audio.
It's not that big.
But I'm just letting him know because he's a pro.
Back the level.
You can't hear your own mic.
Ab, did you get Susie sent me two emails from the Rickett Fakeologist site of all our shows. Going back to the, she's collated all the COVID chat from 20.
I put it up as FAC 1606.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's great. You're featured on it. Big time.
But no, I thought
a little too much John LeBond.com in there, but it was pretty good.
I didn't hear that, so I would have had to go to the toilet if I'd heard that.
Hey,
it would have been loose in my belly.
Yeah, a lot of it.
What is it? COVID chat
In Australia, can I butt in? In Australia, people are still wearing face masks.
People are still wearing face masks.
Here in Australia, Ab.
Look, honestly,
Rollo, I'm still here. I see them too. They still exist.
Rollo, did you listen to the show that I said you should listen to on Rick Amended Podcasts on the Rick and Rollo show of the Waking the Dead's latest one about four of them talking about, it's William Ramsey, Hans Arter, what's his name from Waking the Dead, just talking about COVID, what they went through and about what's going on now. I was just enamored with that show. I thought it was fantastic because they all talking about masks. Oh, you got to listen to it, but the masks are back. I'm seeing masks everywhere at the same time.
Yeah.
And interesting, so, Ab, what did your daughters and wife think about the latest episode?
Well, there was only one daughter that was talking about it at the time. I don't think I didn't listen to one word they said, honestly. I thought it was going to be a short conversation, and then it kept going. So I just pulled out my phone and started scrolling.
You're basically speaking
Greek to me.
I have never watched an episode, ever.
I don't even know what it's about. Find out everything about it from you. And what you say about it, but I have no idea.
What my kids say. My kids tell me, goes, Dad, you should, you know, it's really good.
Are you kidding? They wanted to buy Netflix. I said, no, we can download this stuff. Yeah. I said, I'm not buying Netflix for this. So you can pay for Netflix if you want, but I'm not buying it. No. And the only reason I pay for Netflix is my position on Netflix on the markets is down because that thing keeps going down.
Are you an investor in Netflix?
Well, I have a position on Netflix. I don't own any. I just trade options on it. So I had a position where I thought it would go up, and it's still staying down. So
and how much is Bitcoin? I heard Bitcoin's plummeting. Is it true?
Oh, it's already popped 12%, 15% up. So, yeah, it goes up and down. Netflix goes up and down. You know, people think, oh, Bitcoin. Well, what about Netflix? What about Costco? What about Facebook? They've all done dumps, and then they go back up. It's just the nature of investing. You just have to
Who's investing in Costco? So have you got Costco as an investment option?
Yes.
Is that down
or up? No, it's down. It's down. It's quite a bit down. I mean, I think I'm down at least 15% on that. That's one I actually own, but I trade options on it. So I don't. I just use stocks. I don't care if it goes up or down. I just use them as security for selling options against. I really don't care if it goes up or down as long as it doesn't go to zero.
Yeah, well, can I just tell you, I speak to my clients that are all mainly retired people.
Bitcoin is 91,000 right now, so it was down to 80, but now it's back
up. Yeah,
what was it, 125 for a couple months?
Rig and roll, rig and roll.
No matter what your age, you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Rick and Rollo, episode number 57 on the 29th of November 2025. And my goodness gracious me, this is like a flashback. We've got Ab and we've got Greg Shanks as guests. And we've got Jollo, Rollo. And a Rick, all live on air on the wonderful.
Well, I only came over because I know you start early, Rick, on Sunday. I missed you last week, unfortunately. So, because I know times aren't sinking again.
I was on at 8 o'clock, and I thought that was normal time for you, but obviously not.
No, that was not. 3 over here. No, that was I'm just getting up.
I believe you.
Getting back to investing, all my spare time is not watching conspiracy videos. It's watching guys with their strategies, explain them, and I try and figure out what they're talking about. So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to be constructive with my time and learn something.
Hey, why can't you explain to my stupid brother why he went from 400? Like I gave him 300,000 or 400,000 when my mother died. Now he's got like 50,000 because he put it in the stock. He put it in Bitcoin.
Yeah, but Rob, Bitcoin has doubled since back then.
Yeah, well.
What can I explain to him? There's only one piece of investment advice. Never put all your eggs in one basket. That's the easiest thing you can ever do.
Yeah, well.
So, the rule of thumb for trading is that I've learned is you never risk more than 1% of your portfolio in any one position. Some people say 5. I'm more conservative. So 1%. So if it was 1% of your portfolio went to 0, okay, you wouldn't even notice.
No.
But if you put all of it in, you're crazy. That's just insane.
I speak to my clients that I have that are all retired live off their investments, and they always say the same thing: is like you do not look at your ups and downs; you just hang on to them, and they all seem to.
That's if you're a buy and hold person. Yes, I agree with that because it'll make you crazy on the daily. The daily machinations you'll go nuts. But if you're a trader,
If you're a trader, that's right. And that's,
I trade Tesla options. Tesla goes up and down 10% 4 times a day. And you can make money surfing the waves. You can make money up and down.
All right. Ab, what happened to Hertz?
That's a rent car.
It went HERTZ.
Yeah,
they went bankrupt over Tesla.
Did they?
A Tesla.
Yeah. Look up Hertz.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Well, it's funny that you should say that.
Why would I make that up?
Well, no, because it's interesting that the guy that founded Hertz is the same guy that came up with the term.
People
Hertz,
don't know how to drive electric cars, and electric cars have big issues with people. They don't know where they can plug their cars in.
Yeah, EVs
are just the worst.
They've just.
You never want one.
Ever put, on one, Ronald? No. Don't get me going on electric cars. Have you ever?
Yeah, I do. It's one of those things. Now that we're 15 years in to having Teslas on the road, and we know now that the batteries will last. You know, the leaders are bleeders thing. I don't think it's a good idea to do 15 years ago. But if someone in my situation where I just, short trips to work and that, I'm not going on any long drives. If I had solar on the roof, it's a great value proposition to be able to charge your car from the sun and have no cost for it.
Joel, one of my clients that I do in North Sydney is a retired investment guy who makes a lot of money and he's very wealthy. And he said to me, he showed me on his phone the money he makes from his solar batteries is charging up his car, which he owns a Tesla, brand new, all the time. He has not paid for petrol for 3 years.
Rick, I'm a solar guy. You know that. I've got 40, I think I have 50 panels now, and it's not a good investment. I'm telling you right now. But...
okay.
If you want to be your own, it's just not a good use of your money. There's way better ways for your money. But you do need electricity. So if you want to make a long-term, slow return investment, it's not a bad idea. But there are a lot of costs. It's not a great investment, though. But our power is subsidized here. I can't comment on Australian power because ours is socially subsidized by the government. The government
There's a huge markup,
steals our
though.
Money building fake...
If you just go to an electrician and go, give me a complete system, please, they're putting a huge markup on that. So if you source the panels and batteries and things yourself from current market leaders in China that are doing really low-cost stuff, you can get a very good system way cheaper than what an electrician will charge you to put something on your roof.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, absolutely. I'm not at the point where I do that. I'm not doing that. I bet you one out of a million people could do their own panel setup. No, I'm not doing it. That's a waste of my time because it would take me 100 times longer to do it than the guy that does it day in and day out. So no,
officially,
if one of my panels goes, I'm not going to get up on the roof and try and change it.
No, I'm saying you do.
My
Sherpa
go up there.
No,
and do it.
What I'm saying is, I could choose all the parts and things that are not brands that the electrician's trying to flog. Absolutely, I could.
No. How could you
think buying a Tesla wall or a Sig Energy, those things, these power wall products, they're a rip-off, they're a closed wall garden system. You can go and buy more open source rack batteries and things like that.
We don't do that here, though.
No, it's true.
Okay.
I could pay
an electrician to take the risk. And go up on the roof and do the dangerous part of installing it on the roof. I don't want to climb up there and do that. But I could still source like some of these modern batteries. They're like $2,000 for these huge bloody 20 kilowatt batteries. You don't have to spend a fortune.
Rollo's got 33.
And as for you,
Rollo's is a travesty. All those panels generating all that power, and he just pisses it away for pennies on the dollar when he could have batteries and run his air conditioner overnight off the battery.
I still get pissed off when I get a $50 bill.
Rollo, mine's $650. So
you guys are paying way more power than we are. That's the difference. I think our highest rate is about 18 cents a kilowatt hour. I think you guys are paying way more than that. Am I right?
We have way more.
So you guys, good argument for it. You guys are the solar leaders in the world, but over here it's dark. Like we're in the darkest month right now. November, December, January. The sun is dead. You know, the sun dies on December 25th. It's missing in action, so the production is horrible right now. It's nothing.
Not here.
Well, I know you guys live in the Sun Belt.
But Joel, as for you and driving 5 minutes to work in a Tesla, charging your thing, you'd be better off not owning a car and just taking an Uber to work. If you did the math, owning a car, if you don't use it, is not worth it at all.
I only pay $100 a month in fuel. I fill up once a month is all I need to do. So really, you got to look like I didn't take loans for the car. I've already owned my car. So really, it's like, I would be investing in, you know, how much does it cost for a new Tesla and a solar system just to save that money? When really $100 a month is not really that bad just to keep doing what I'm doing until that car's kaput, you know.
I think so, Joel. I think you're on the right money there for sure.
But the whole solar, even if I got solar, I wouldn't necessarily go out and buy a brand new electric car. I do want to do like complete off. I don't want grid tie or anything. I want complete off grid, you know, like independent of the grid, running off battery and with a backup generator. But once I buy
a house,
that is.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, at the moment.
Are you allowed to do that? You cannot, you can't do that here. You have to be connected to the grid. You're not allowed to disconnect in the city. If you're in the middle of nowhere, I don't see how they could enforce that. But in the city, you have to be on the grid.
Well, they can have the wire to my house for all I care, but I'm not going to be putting anything. I'm not paying a bill. I'm not signing a contract.
Where are you getting water from, Joe?
Well, I want to put in water. That's the next thing. I want to do water tanks as well.
If you're connected to, if there's a wire connected to the grid, you're on the grid. It's not optional. They can't have you producing power and saying, "Oh, I'm not going to use your power." It's just not possible. Once the wire is connected to the grid, you're on the grid.
Well, then I'll ask them to remove the wire. Why can't I generate my own power? Of course it is.
No, but good luck getting them to disconnect the wire.
All right.
Anyway,
guys, I'm falling asleep.
Can we play Rollo, boom, the water? Boom, we're talking boom, about boom. We're talking about grid power, not off grid in terms of I don't want water, but I would rather collect rainwater in tanks and rely on that than take town water with its.
I do. I have 5,000 liters of water. I use it to water my lawn. So I've done that, too.
Whatever I catch in the tanks, I'm having a wash-off valve. It all goes in tanks, and I'm just having water filter in the kitchen fed from the tanks. I'm just happy to bathe in rainwater.
Oh, that's lovely.
So
you're not getting chlorinated water, yeah?
Well, I've been drinking. Right. I was buying casks of filtered water, but I switched to – there's Walgan Valley here. There's a spring up there, a company that just delivers it now, so it's much cheaper just to get those huge bottles.
It's fantastic. $7 can pay for all your water that you need for, for 2 weeks or something or other. Those great big plastic things that they drop off that apparently don't leach bisphenol A. You can buy water really cheaply.
How is the woke climate agenda going in Australia? Is it still going strong? The pendulum over here where I live, it's swinging away from these guys. Because we just got rid of two of our most left-wing dingbats in government. And now they're talking about building pipelines. So it's just because the woke agenda is bankrupting the country.
Yeah, no, you know,
so Ab, the woke agenda is slowly falling off here.
That's true. It's true. But Ab, it's got a lot to do with.
Thanks to Trump, by the way.
that whole thing has got a lot to do with the fact that they need these giant, for AI and whatever, these giant.
They need power,
data centers that they're planning to build everywhere here, and they need huge amounts of power. So all of a sudden, there's
that's right.
You know, Bill Gates came out and said, you know, that the whole thing sounds like a bit of a joke. You know, so once you hear him say that, you know that this is.
No, he was saying climate isn't really a problem because I need my data centers. Yeah,
exactly.
I know if people don't see through that, then just stupid.
Rollo,
I can't stand Bill Gates.
So. No,
boom, 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 by the Venga Boys.
Well, that'll charge us up a little bit.
I'll say goodnight, fellas. Nice to meet you.
Goodnight, fellas.
Yeah, nice to meet you. You've met us all before. I'll just have to tell you.
I know. I'm a bit of a mogulude
myself because I've been working 15-hour days for 3 days straight, and then I worked before that.
All right.
But
what are you doing with all that money?
I haven't got it yet, Ab. Hopefully, I'll get it eventually. No, it's my Christmas money. I've just earned.
Hopefully, you're investing it, Rick.
Well,
I'm not going to give you any advice.
Come
down for the Bilderberger because Velocet will Jollo.
Just remember. He does not live in Goulburn. You were telling me that Jollo lives in Goulburn. He doesn't.
Lithgow.
It's quite more accurate.
Just come and have a Bilderberger at Lithgow.
Rollo, you sound really and truly Rollo tonight. You sound like the El Mogulu.
I've had the Mogulu too.
Yeah. You're fucking.
Are we going out with
go with that song and I'll pop over to Fakeologist or whatever.
But yeah, do it.
I'll see you there, Rick.
I'll pop over there, but we'll end with that.
Thank you, Greg. Susie.
20 minutes left
for me.
20 minutes, and I'm going to bed.
Wait, you wanted to do that song, did you? Sorry, I was just distracted for a second.
Yeah, go with it. Boom, boom, boom. And wind it up now, Joel.
Okay, that's your out. Okay.
And do some sound bites over it, please. Sound bites.
God, you're quite the taskmaster, aren't you?
I am a taskmaster.
Unbelievable. And I had to sleep.
They're all off the Fakeologist.com.
It's not giving me the skip ads button these days. What the fuck's up with this shit? Drives me nuts.
Yeah, look, Joel, it sends me mental, honestly. The whole, we're just watching a YouTube is like, far out. Do I have to do this? Please.
I think it must have been an ad blocker or something in the past was making it skip automatic, like it would just do it. But then now it's like, this is in the browser. It's actually forcing me to watch a 30-second ad.
Dave and I will be doing a 51 tomorrow, and I'm going to do a Be Told Sunday night about 6:30 tomorrow night.
Are we heading over now?
Thanks. That's why you got banned last time, telling everyone what to do. We're going to go out on the show.
I'll listen to the song.
Ban me. Thank you for confirming.
I booted you, but you can get back in any time. The invite's on the website. Anyone can come in.
Joel, it's a pleasure to have your perfect production.
Right, it was nice to drop in. Sorry I was a little late and you had bumper issues.
No worries, man. I love this.
It was fun. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Hit the post. Where's the post?
I'm out.
TruthMeets.com.
Thank you, Rick.
The Rollo Drunk Show, featuring Rick and Noise Level.
This is what I wanna do.
cocaine. Like a dick going towards an asshole to me. Open up to your bum.
It's totally insane, it's totally stupid, it's totally wrong.
Which hole? You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
That sucks that they came in. Thanks, man, for a great night. I love you.